Okay, Liana, you are my last interview on my brief 3-day stint on Talk Radio, and I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for being the last one.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, take care. It's 12:57. That's me done, really. I've had a great 3 days. Thanks for all the feedback I've got on Twitter and all the rest of it. Most of it okay. Had a bit of the Green Ink Brigade, as it were, but that's fine. That comes with the territory. So I'll hand you over to John Holmes. He gets plenty of Green Ink, doesn't he?
Oh, we do, and we embrace it. Because this is the thing we do on a Friday. I don't know whether you know this, Richard, but
go on.
What we do, because Con, who works on the show here, the producer, what we do, we take all of the abuse we get over the preceding 5 days. I mean, every bit of it on any platform, right. We print it off.
Yes.
We give it to him.
Yes.
He goes and reads it all out from the lift as it travels downwards through the building.
I love it.
We call it condescending.
Oh!
There you go.
I didn't know that. What time does that go out?
Oh, at about 20:20 on Friday.
I'm going to be listening to that.
We gather the whole lot up. We don't block them, we just embrace them.
That's exactly the right way to do it. What's on the show?
Well, we're going to be talking about, I know you touched on it as well, with this Ludlow Hospital nurses in drag story. So we're going to be talking to one of the people involved in that. And also the whole Stormzy debate.
What's that?
There's been a drug seize in London, and the Met Police have tweeted that we've seized a kilogram of uncut heroin ahead of the Notting Hill Carnival.
Ah.
And Stormzy's gone, why are you linking that to the Notting Hill Carnival? And it's, of course, one of those Twitter race storms that I believe are fashionable these days.
Well, have a good show, and hopefully I'll see you again soon.
Okay, cheers, Richard.
Cheers.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco Predictor. Every Friday night, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco Predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train go.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Monkey nuts, a huddle of penguins, at least a pride of lion bars. Joe, we seem to have collected a confectionery zoo.
Yes, but we've also collected free zoo tickets with our new Tesco Club card.
Mm.
I've been using it every time we shop, and now we've racked up enough points for a day out.
You cunning fox biscuit, you. Just to be clear, we didn't need to buy only animal-themed snacks, right? Because I'm starving.
Of course not. There's some tiger bread in the cupboard.
The new contactless Tesco Club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
This Wednesday, it's a £5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Punching the air, Sally jumps out of her Renault traffic van. Winning her second gardening contract feels even better than the first. Topiary has a new champion. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Harry hits out at the Paps who didn't help Diana. Trump claims his response to Virginia was perfect. And find out which comedy shows are making a comeback.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has condemned paparazzi who took pictures of Princess Diana instead of helping her on the night of her death. It's almost 20 years since she was killed in a car crash in Paris. Royal photographer Ian Lloyd says Diana was being hounded by photographers after she stopped carrying out royal duties.
You couldn't guarantee she'd be somewhere in May or March or whatever. She was doing her own thing. And the other thing, of course, she was divorced in 1996 and therefore she could get married and so on. So there was interest in that. And so there was constant press interest. But in the last 2 years, it really had spiral out of control.
The Prime Minister insists the UK's highest court will be the ultimate decider of law in the country after Brexit. The government has published a document confirming it wants the direct jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice to stop when Britain leaves the bloc. The chair of the Work and Pensions Committee has told Talk Radio billionaire Sir Philip Green should be worried over the BHS pension scandal. It emerged yesterday the man who he sold the company to for £1 is being prosecuted as part of the investigation into the store's collapse. MP Frank Field says he expects more action to be taken.
The events yesterday show that the attempts to sew this up as a one-act play is now going to be a multi-act drama. This is scene two, but there'll be scene three, four and five before the final curtain comes down.
Donald Trump has defended his response to deadly violence in Virginia and instead blamed the media. The US president reckons his comments were perfect after saying there was blame on many sides. And Alan Partridge is going to return to our TV screens. Plans for new episodes are in the early stages, with the fictional broadcaster set to make sense of Brexit and political unrest, while League of Gentlemen is also making a comeback for three special episodes later this year.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
That was lovely news, that was, all of it.
You didn't listen to any of it?
Not really, a little bit. I mean, I heard a bit at the end.
Yeah. Great. Shall I do the weather?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Shall I listen to it?
Talk Radio National Weather.
I mean, I don't care if you do or not.
All right.
Thundery rain clearing in the north, sunny spells following and feeling fresher elsewhere, highs of 24 degrees.
Lovely. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Not so bad, thanks very much for asking.
Good.
Good. What's the gossip? Anything exciting?
I just bought a rug, which I'm very excited about.
Have you?
Yeah.
Great. What sort of rug?
It's a Moroccan-inspired rug, which is made out of recycled plastic bottles.
I mean,
it's really pretty.
But it'll crunch when you walk on it.
No, because it's not crispy and crunchy.
Do you guys want some breaking sports news?
Is it about Rooney?
Yeah.
What about it?
Retired from international football with immediate effect. I don't think it'll be in the sports bulletin.
Well, this is the problem of pre-recording it, isn't it? That's the problem of pre-recording a sports bulletin.
It might be, but I don't think it will.
Well, should we find out?
Yeah.
Let's find out with a bulletin that was pre-recorded about 20 minutes ago, before that happened, probably, by Ben Fletcher.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Liverpool would have to be crazy to turn down £130 million for Felipe Coutinho. That's according to a club legend. Barcelona have seen several bids for the Brazilian rejected, with Anfield adamant he's not for sale. But former Reds captain and manager Graham Souness told TalkSport it's time Liverpool cashed in.
That kind of money you can't say no to. You know, for that sort of money you want a player that is the game changer, the difference in big games, and I don't see him as that. At that sort of level I'd be taking the money.
Liverpool take on Hoffenheim in their Champions League qualifier at Anfield this evening without Coutinho. They lead 2-1 from the first leg. There are six more ties in the second round of the Carabao Cup this evening. West Ham are away at Sky Bet League 2 Cheltenham. Stoke host Rochdale and Newcastle take on Nottingham Forest in TalkSport 2's live commentary game. Finally, Glamorgan and Leicestershire meet this evening with a view to joining Hampshire in the semi-finals of cricket's T20 Blast. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Listening, was that in there or not?
No,
was anyone
so
listening to that?
I broke the news.
Yeah,
you heard it from me, Cornelius Mendes,
our chief sports correspondent.
Editor and sports chief.
So why is Wayne Rooney? Is he left football to spend more time with those granny prostitutes or something like that?
I don't know.
I've got a statement from Rooney now, which I can read to you.
Please do.
Rooney has added, it's a really tough decision and one he's discussed with his family, his manager at Everton and those closest to him. He says playing for England has always been special to him, and every time he was selected as a player or captain was a real privilege. And he thanks everyone who's helped him, and now he believes that now is the time to bow out.
Okay.
There you go.
Right.
Thank you.
That's that job done. Thank you, Victoria, for and Cornelius, chief sports correspondent.
Yeah, well, I gave that
for bringing that news
to
our attention.
If anything, Chloe helped that happen.
There we go. Thanks, Chloe.
No, you didn't.
She did it on her own accord.
Anyway, we've got a programme to do, so we better get on with it, I think. Let's do that thing now.
Talk Radio.
Mum, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them.
Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at £9.99 unless cancelled.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So good afternoon to you then and welcome. Have you got a cannon?
I haven't got a cannon.
I mean, that's not as impressive as I was hoping, if I'm honest.
I'm talking about Uranus covered in gold paint.
And that makes a mockery of trans people.
Haribo. Big Ben, who's a Nazi. I'm not a doctor, but that's what I'm led to believe.
All the little hairs inside your nose, right, are going to be cleaning.
Justin Bieber. And I'm very tempted to agree.
There's a precedent for this, because in the 80s, there was a TV show called BJ and the Bear.
Obviously, I'm going to say no.
Offensive, John!
BBC Radio 4.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. I'm ecstatic. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
Ah, well, good afternoon then to you. And where the Welsh people, the Welsh famously keep a welcome in the hillsides, you can rest assured that we keep our welcome in a small locked box underneath Julia Hartley Brewer, where we get it out every day between 1 and 4 o'clock on weekdays, especially for you, my friend. Because you are welcome. You are as welcome to the show as Donald Trump's wall is to his legion of cheering fans. It's back, isn't it? Like League of Gentlemen, as Victoria was saying in the news there on BBC Two. Donald Trump's Mexico wall is back on the agenda after we all thought it had gone away. And it's a local wall for local people. Keeps the Mexican locals well away from the Texan and Southern state locals on the other side. All over the news today, this, of course, because Donald has said that because the opposition Democrats were being, and I quote him, obstructionist, he is willing and will close down the US government so he can get all constructionist without their support and get that wall built. It's the Democrats that don't want it built. They are obstructing it, he said. And what a pity the Democratic Party of the United States of America didn't have the same don't build it attitude back in the Jim Crow era. That's a shame. You know, when they fought the idea of civil rights and put up the Confederate statues that have caused so much controversy recently. That was the Democrats. The Democratic Party of the United States of America didn't seem to be anti-construction back then, did they? Not when they enforced racial segregation in the late 19th century in the wake of the ironically named Reconstruction period of America. Bear in mind as well that these prejudicial laws that they ushered in stayed in place in the States till 1965. The Democrats for you. They want to pull down the statues due to their offensive history. Well, why not pull down the Democratic Party then as well? Or, I don't know, close it like President Trump's going to do regarding government. Politics, eh? It's very confusing. Talk radio in the afternoon, though. Always learning. What are we building for you, though, across the gulf between now and 4 o'clock? Let's find out. Headline hijack, that's what. It is on the way between now and 2 o'clock, and at 2 o'clock, where the 2 p.m. 2 o'clock bulletin lives at 2 o'clock, Victoria will bring us the news. She'll say it with a mouth that she owns. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. But not just the news will come out it. Also, a made-up lie supplied by you. Hijack the headlines. The lines are open for you to do it. And here is the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah. So that's on the way. All you need is a couple of sentences, a paragraph or so of something utterly made up that will fit in the news. And Victoria will broadcast it as truth to the nation. Also, today's diversity paper review. We're going through the newspapers, etc. as indeed is indeed the way with speech radio. But very differently around here, we'll do it with a person of diversity. Each day a different diversity does it. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Today we welcome Marta, who is a European immigrant. Current affairs meets Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. That's on the way. Work experience punditry as well. Who's doing it today? Who's doing it today?
Sophie Shapter.
Sophie's in today doing what? Hipster nonsense?
Yes.
I think so. If it's hipster and it's nonsense and it's popped up, we'll be rounding it up for you. As our work experience, Sophie goes through it all for us. We'll also take your reactions as well, all of them, naturally. Anything you'd like to react to us about, you can get in touch. The number is the same, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or, of course, you can fire your reactions into Talk Radio using mid-16th century cannon. They are around the country in supermarket car parks. We rotate. We've got medieval siege equipment. Pop your reaction into any of it. Today, as I say, 16th century cannon in a car park in this country. Pop your reaction down the end of it and fire it at Talk Radio. Today, I know you want to know where that is, don't you, Cornelius?
Yeah, where is it?
I'll tell you. It's next to a bottle bank in the car park of Summerfield in Cuffley in Hertfordshire.
Oh, there it is.
Talk Radio cannon.
Are there still Summerfields?
I don't know. Just pile your reaction down the end of it and fire it back. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be talking to Talk Radio's foreign correspondent about a big foreign story and find out what happened yesterday after the show when I took Cornelius up the Shard. Not only that, there'll be a game of dead or alive on the programme as well in the last half an hour. Ginger Dave is not producing, no, sir. Asprod Harry, however, assistant producer Harry, is through the glass. We still haven't thought of a rhyme for that.
That's all right, you don't need to.
Okay. Chloe is on the buttons today. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Hello there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yes, John. Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Yes, I am bringing you the latest from the sports desk.
So it seems. How did you find it when I took you up the Shard yesterday? Are you still dizzy?
Yeah, quite so.
Details on the way. On Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes, and of course, to get into today's big story, we should start with some music. It will link to what we're going to be talking about first from the news, of course, but what is the story? Play along at home, see if you can guess from this.
They say time is of the essence. They say time will always tell. Constant panic as the rope around me fell, and each moment that is stolen gives another time to breathe in a life of turning pages with the bit between my teeth.
Squeeze.
When I look outside the window,
it's called Cradle to the Grave.
To a hill.
And as Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen to play it in the afternoon because it links to today's big story.
Seen it all before.
Cornelius has been trying to work it out from the clues. Cornelius, what do you think?
F- From the cradle to the grave. Is it something to do with Diana's funeral?
That's not topical. I mean, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, but it's in the news today. Harry was very glad to join Diana's funeral.
Yes, I read that, yes. Which is not what he said a couple of weeks ago, but anyway, there we are. It's not that story, though.
Is it... Oh, is it the rescued piglets who were served up as sausages to the fire crew that rescued them?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's not that, but no. I sort of wish it was now.
Yeah.
No.
Is it something to do with squeeze? Is someone being squeezed?
Squeezed.
Spending has been squeezed.
No, it's not that at all. Let me bring you up to speed on what it is. Now, Cradle to the Grave. That's where the clue lies, in the cradle to the grave. Because, of course, where do you get a cradle? Where are you born, and where sometimes do you die, Cornelius?
A hospital.
Yes, it's the story of Ludlow Hospital not accepting a donation from a charity group because they raised money while dressed in drag as comedy nurses. And the head of the trust said it was offensive, of course it was, and demeaning and insulting that they dressed up in wigs and raised money and refused the money. The NHS.
So, well, I mean, that's terrible, but those lucky people get to keep that money now, don't
yeah.
they? That's just free money for them.
Buy themselves some better frocks.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be talking to someone about that ludicrous nonsense next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results...
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
At Homebase, we're all about big, tall brands. Score a home improvement goal with this Ryobi One Plus 18-volt mitre saw. Only £167.98. Homebase, always low prices.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over?
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to beat other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
This Wednesday, it's a £5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 is struggling west. Three of the four lanes between junctions 25 and 24 near Brick House are currently blocked after a multi-vehicle accident. And flooding is an issue around parts of Yorkshire. To the west, the A1M is queuing northbound near Wetherby. A lane's been closed between junctions 45 and 46. Still very slow on the southbound M6 in Cheshire after earlier problems between 18 for Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach. And the top of the M25 is still closed clockwise at the moment from 25 at Enfield to 27 at the M11. Following an accident, long delays on the approach. I'm Joanna Adams.
Another one drives a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, whether we get one too,
another one drives a duster.
The Dacia Duster SUV, starting from just $9,495, with over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Dacia, you do the maths.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. If you're just joining us, I am John Holmes, and here we are on Talk Radio talking about today's big story. The NHS is in crisis. Access to care is getting more difficult. Hospitals continue to close. Waiting times continue to increase. Targets are missed. Staff are demoralised. Patients are suffering and services are severely financially overstretched. Funding is a real problem in the NHS. So when a hospital, I don't know, let's call it Ludlow Hospital, because that's both the hospital and where the hospital is given £2,500 raised for them by some charity bed pushers, you'd think, wouldn't you, that they'd say, thanks very much, we can use that to buy some medical equipment or put it to otherwise good use. But instead, Jan Ditheridge, the chief executive of Shropshire Community Health NHS Trust, said that because the money was raised by some men dressed as female nurses with wigs and makeup, it was demeaning and insulting. Men dressed as female nurses in a highly sexualised and demeaning way is wrong, outdated and insulting to the profession, Jan said. So once again, here we are finding offence where there really is none to be had, because that's the modern way. On the line, though, is Adam Griffiths, who was one of those men dressed as a nurse. Let's find out if he's offensive. Hello, Adam.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you doing with all of this, the fallout of this today then, Adam?
Yeah, still sort of stunned, really, a little, John.
Yeah.
Still can't believe that we are where we are with it. We've set out to just to try and raise some money, help the local hospital, got the backing of the community 100%, and yeah, we are where we are. Unbelievable.
So talk us through the background of this, because you arranged to do this, of course, and it's not the first time, presumably. You know, you've raised money before,
no,
I guess.
No, I've probably done it probably about 15 years, I should say. I've been doing it. It's a long-standing traditional event, and we turn up year by year, and we get the locals, the comments, oh, here you are again, that time of year. You know, they love to see us. They really do.
Yeah, so what is it? I mean, you then arranged to take the money, deliver the money, get the money to the hospital at the end of it, and it was just, the bucket was metaphorically or literally handed back to you?
No, I think what's happened is how we collect the money on the Saturday, which sort of collection starts at 9:30, we have a bucket each, and we go around town and collect our money, and then we hand that into Peter Caulfield, who I think has been on the show earlier, and Peter collects the money with his helpers and counts it all up, which is no mean task. You can imagine it's full of coppers and the like.
Yep.
And then I think what's happened is, I don't think the bucket's been refused. That's a sort of metaphorical, probably, way of describing it. I think the funding's just been... they've just chosen not to accept the funding, is my understanding.
I mean, it is sort of staggering, isn't it? I mean, rightly, it's got into the national news. That's why we're covering it, of course, because, you know, this should be made clear. Is it a case, do you think, of this culture at the moment of people just sort of finding offence where there is no... You had good intentions, there's no offence intended, it's a tradition, yet here we are.
I think so. I think I can do nothing really but concur with what you said. It's... You know, we clearly, you know, we're not setting out to offend anybody at all. It's really just, you know, it's an extreme and an overreaction, I think, in all honesty, looking at it.
But it's a long-standing tradition as well, isn't it? I mean, you know, this kind of thing,
I mean,
you know, it's people find it entertaining. It's the stuff of stag weekends in that sense. It's the stuff of carry-on films. It's the stuff of pantomime, goodness sake.
It is. It was set up by a good close friend of mine, whose father was the lifetime president. He's passed away now, but a guy named Howard Watkins. He set up this bed push 30 years ago. I got involved when my friend sort of said, "Look, come along. We need some support." 15 years ago, and here we are, you know. And we even collect on the side of the bucket. We've got a sign collecting for Ludlow Community Hospital. And one year, we'll often say, you know, in memory of Howard Watkins, lifetime president. You know, it's a well-established and it's a tradition, if you like, around the town, like a carnival.
This
if you like.
Jan Ditheridge, who we asked to come on the show, of course, we asked for a spokesperson from the trust to talk about this. They didn't reply. They literally just didn't get back to us. There is a quote where she said that she's mentioned before, she's asked before, that this didn't happen. Is that true? Was the correspondence previously?
I can answer that, John.
Okay.
As far as we're concerned at the coalface, we're certainly not aware of that, any such correspondence or communication.
Right.
Okay. You know, we've just gone about our normal collecting year on year. So no, I can't really comment on that.
Okay. Well, which is interesting in itself. The fact is, though, of course, you've now got £2,500, right? And the hospital.
That's right.
Bear in mind, you know, it's a hospital, as we said just moments ago.
Yeah.
In dire need of funds. You know, they can't afford to turn this kind of stuff down. You know, and it's. Do you think there'll be a U-turn on it, given the publicity that's surrounding it? Is that what you hope?
I would really like to think so. I really would. Whether that's going to happen or not is anyone's guess. But yeah, that would be a solution. Yeah. And I think ultimately we want what's best for the local community, and what's best for the local community has got to be having this ECG machine, which has been sadly cancelled because of this decision. So that's what we want.
And even nurses who Jan Ditheridge suggests will be offended by this and insulted and demeaned have backed you as well. They are on your side.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. I think reading the local press have run at the story, as you said, and 95% of the comments, of the 1,600 comments that I read this morning, were positive. We've even got a comment from somebody transgender who lives in Ludlow, whose parents is a GP, you know, was a GP, and they're, you know, saying, look, I'm not offended by this, and I perhaps, you know, I'm somebody who could be offended by this, so yeah, please carry on. You're doing a grand job.
But does it mean, though? Absolutely. But does it mean, do you think, though, is this, again, because of the way the culture is now and social media and the way, you know, we're seeing it time and time again, aren't we? People taking offence at things. We're talking about statues being pulled down in the States. And now a statue, in the news today, a statue of Gandhi being protested against, for heaven's sake. You know, where does it stop? It's ongoing. Yeah. Do we stop pantomime acts? You know, if it's going to offend people? Is that where we're headed?
Well, I think that's the way it's heading, isn't it? You know, I think we've got to collectively take a stand, and it's all about doing what's reasonable, I think, isn't it? You know, and I just can't see that this is ever going to be considered a reasonable decision, really.
No, it's frankly ludicrous. Two last questions. What will you do with the money in terms of donating it somewhere if the hospital don't do a U-turn?
I think we'll have conversations with Peter, and we'll be guided by Peter Caulfield, who's the chair, and we'll be guided by Peter's by that, really.
Okay, that's fine. And final question is, what are you going to do next year? Do it again?
Well, I would love to do it again.
Yeah.
In whatever guise we do it in, and hopefully we can perhaps get you guys to cover it, and we'll actually raise more money for the hospital.
Not just cover it. I tell you what, I'll tell you this now, right, Adam? Here's what's going to happen, right? Both Cornelius and I, next year, if you do it, right, we'll join you.
Yeah.
Dressed also dressed as sexy nurses. We
certainly welcome you.
We'll get I make that pledge to you now. If you do this next year, and I think you should.
We'll broadcast
live from the bed as you push it, which I think would help raise even more money for a hospital to reject.
Okay, we'll hold you to that.
Do.
I really would love to see that happen. And hopefully there can be a positive come from this negative situation.
Brilliant stuff. Listen, Adam, we wish you all the best with it. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Adam Griffiths there, one of the fundraising men in drag, dressed as a nurse, who's had his money flung back in his face by the NHS Trust in Ludlow. I just volunteered you for that there, Cornelius, consulting you.
To be honest, I was quite surprised you didn't just volunteer me, because that's what I was expecting. Yeah. I thought you were saying, look, next year it's fine, we'll send Cornelius.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
I'll be here, but no, you're volunteering yourself.
I'll do it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, what I am going to say you will do for the cause is dress as a woman every day between now and then. There. Done. Right, so in the next half an hour of the programme, there cometh a diversity paper review. We'll be going through the papers, of course. Each and every day we do that with a different diversity. Well, it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, we welcome a European immigrant in to the studio to go through the papers. There's also Headline Hijack. But at 1:32, here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has attacked the paparazzi for taking pictures of his dying mother instead of helping her. Speaking ahead of the 20th anniversary of Diana's death next week, he says he finds it hard to come to terms with their behaviour. The Prime Minister is insisting there's been no change in policy and European courts will not be making legal rulings about the UK after Brexit. The government's published new papers setting out how it suggests disputes between Britain and Brussels could be settled in the future. Here's Theresa May.
We will be leaving the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. What we will be able to do is to make our own laws. Parliament will make our laws. It is British judges who will interpret those laws, and it will be the British Supreme Court that will be the ultimate arbiter of those laws.
At least 21 children are in hospital after a crash involving a school bus and a car in Dumbarton. The car's driver was flown from the scene for treatment this morning. Nearly 500 cases of identity fraud are being reported every day. The Prevention Service CIFAS has warned the problem is reaching epidemic proportions. A suitcase containing £6,500 worth of drugs has been handed into police after someone picked it up on a bus by mistake. A man in Dumfries made the discovery when he got off the vehicle, which was travelling between London and Belfast yesterday. Police are looking for a young man who was seen asking about his missing suitcase in the White Sands area. And former England captain Wayne Rooney has announced he's retiring from international football. The 31-year-old is the country's record goal scorer and says he's made the decision despite being asked by boss Gareth Southgate to return to his squad for upcoming matches. The weather, thundery rain clearing from the north, sunny spells following and feeling fresher. Highs of 24 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Return to his god.
Squad.
You did say return to his god.
I wondered who his god was, which particular god.
I wasn't aware that I said god, but if I did, I meant to say squad. Sorry for the mistake.
It's fine. No, you cleared it up now.
No apology necessary. At all.
And the suitcase of drugs.
Yes.
Did the police accept the donation?
It's not a donation.
They refused it like the NHS.
No, they say that the person's welcome to come and claim back their suitcase, but they will be arrested, they will go on trial, and then they will only get the suitcase back. The drugs will not... They won't get the drugs back.
They'll get the case.
What if they're dressed as a sexy nurse?
I mean, that's irrelevant.
Mm. What if Stormzy links it to the Notting Hill Carnival?
I mean... I doubt that's anything to do with it, but even then, you know, it's the law, isn't it? Drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs are illegal.
Drugs are bad.
They're illegal,
drugs
are
bad, everybody. If you remember that.
Mm. Agreed.
Thank you. And some suitcases are dangerous as well. I once dropped one on my foot, so...
I wonder what you're going to say then.
You've got to be careful. Anyway, Victoria will be here throughout the afternoon, of course. Headline Hijack on the way. Also, today's bonus news, which comes at 3:30. It's where Victoria makes the time up. Her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and she gets paid the same money, which is...
It's the right decision.
So today, though, what's bonus news?
Are you trying to get me a pay cut?
No.
You just said it's not the right decision.
No,
I... You keep mentioning my pay, so I don't know what you're doing here, but I don't think I like it.
Animal news.
Yeah!
Yeah! What have you restarted?
No.
Horses.
Anyway,
there will be.
That's slang for heroin, so that ties
in. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, right. So Victoria will have some bonus news for us. It's animal, vegetable, or mineral today. It will be happening in the world of animal. If it is happening there, that's where you'll hear about it at 3:30 exclusively. Thanks. Good. Right. Headline Hijack next. Let's do it.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Cue the Hovis music. Now, back in my day, we used to call them CSEs or even O-levels.
But those days have gone, so on the next Full Set Breakfast, join us as we celebrate GCSE Results Day, opening all those envelopes right across the UK. Good luck, fingers, toes, eyes and legs crossed.
Where's me CSE certificates? I've got one in Sanskrit somewhere.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, there is now time for you to make some news up. Using words that you know and understand in sentences and so forth. Get them to us. Send them over. And you could well find your story, your made-up news lie, in the news at 2 o'clock, coming out of Victoria masquerading as fact to fool those who aren't paying attention properly to this bit. So, what's been coming in for Headline Hijack Cornelius?
This is from Rachel, who says that Chancellor Philip Hammond has had to deny sending an email published by the Greek government asking for a financial bailout for the UK. The message includes a sentence: "Remember when we helped you when you were struggling? Well, it's time for you guys to return the favour." The Greeks have said that as the UK are leaving the EU, they are not obliged to help.
After this morning saying he would close government to ensure that his super wall was built, Donald Trump, this is of course, has announced that he's to build a different super wall around the whole of Washington DC to ensure that no saboteurs can intervene in the building of the original super wall. Meanwhile, food manufacturer Walls have been announced as the sponsor of the Mexican border wall.
It's going to be made from sausages and ice cream.
Yeah, piglet sausages.
Yeah.
Also in the news today. Sausages and ice cream would, as a barrier,
not very well in that area. It's quite a warm climate between Mexico.
On the border, yeah.
So, I mean, the sausages would do well. They'd just cook.
Yep.
Ice cream, though.
Not so much.
That would just melt.
They haven't thought this through, have they?
No.
That's the problem there. Yeah.
What other food do walls do?
I don't know.
No, neither do I.
All right.
Is it the same walls that do the sausages and the ice cream?
Well, if it isn't, I mean, it's a bit
If
of a...
it isn't, that makes sense more than the fact that a food manufacturing company has gone, oh, what do? Oh, we make sausages and ice cream. They're two completely separate foods.
Well, what about sausage-flavoured ice cream that's so delicious?
Well, no one has that.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. Look them up. See what else they make.
I will.
Yeah. While you're doing that, allow me to tell you what's coming up on the programme later. There's a game of Dead or Alive. That's on the way. There will be a diversity paper review. That's coming, of course. We'll be talking to a foreign correspondent about a foreign story. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. We've got work experience punditry. Sophie's in to talk us through some hipster nonsense. And, of course... Of course. After the show yesterday, I took Cornelius up the Shard. Hear the results, because we did record it. And you'll be hearing the results around about 20 past two.
It's a different company.
Righto. Thanks very much.
Walls the sausage do bacon as well. And then Walls ice cream are a different company.
Yeah. Confusing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, have a different name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or they could do a great collab, ice cream sausages.
Yeah. Well, sausage-flavoured ice cream is ice
cream. No, ice cream sausages.
All right, fine. In the next bit, then, diversity paper review. Marta will be here to go through the papers, and it's going to be happening on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model up to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
At Wix, there's buy one, get one free on all 2.5-litre coloured emulsion in the buy now, paint it later sale!
Starts Thursday. T's and C's apply.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Don't ignore the... It's the law to have a work... Don't ignore the workplace pension. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
This Wednesday, it's a £5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove. Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
All traffic is being held on the westbound M62 for the recovery of an accident between 25 at Brick House and 24 at Ainley Top. Very busy for both sides, the M6 in Cheshire between junctions 18 and 19, Middlewich to Knutsford. And on the northbound side, there is actually a lane closed for recovery of an accident involving a couple of lorries. In Suffolk, the westbound A14 in Stowmarket is still closed for emergency repairs, junctions 50 to 49, and that's causing delays. And no change to the clockwise M25 closed after a nasty accident earlier between 25 at Enfield and 27 at the M11. I'm Jarena Adams.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, whether we get one, two.
Another one drives a duster.
The Dacia Duster SUV, starting from just £9,495, with over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Dacia, you do the maths.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very, very, very good afternoon to you there. And, well, a lot going on today. We've been talking about it, of course, the nurses, the men in nurse drag, who donated money for their local hospital in Ludlow, had it thrown back in their faces, which ironically injured them, but they couldn't be treated because there was no money at the hospital.
Nurses, in solidarity with these charities, should dress up as charity givers.
As just blokes.
And push a large bucket around the town.
Yeah.
Whilst holding little beds for people to put their change in.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Cornelius and I have said that if the charity bed push goes ahead next year, which of course everyone wants it to do, just to stick it in the eye of the, again, that's a medical thing, of the NHS Trust, Cornelius and I will join them. We have promised on air to join them dressed as lady nurses.
So yeah, that's that'll be fun.
That's a thing. That is going to happen now. Anyway, that's we've been talking about that, of course. There's Trump's wall is back on the Trump agenda, talking about that. There's a story about a statue of Gandhi possibly being taken down due to the fact that Gandhi was a racist, they say. There's no end to this statue tearing, is there? It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, don't you worry, Cornelius, for we are here to help, and we're here to help by bringing short-form Oriental verse into play. That's right. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Prince Harry says leave my dad alone. We would if we knew who he was.
The news. in haikus. That's your OBE out of the window, Cornelius. That's what I would think.
Stop shouting names down my cans, please.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Shouting what? The potential fatherly names? Making it worse. Okay, then. So, at the time that it's just coming up to, let's find what diversity we've got in today to review the papers in the Diversity Paper Review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And today's diversity is Marta, who is a...
European migrant.
Yeah. Welcome, Holly. Marta. Good to have you back.
Hola.
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 Hola. Hola. Hola. What have you found in the newspapers for us today, then?
Well, loads of things in the papers today. Let's start with Daily Mail. We're just hearing Heike about Prince Harry. Prince Harry's been speaking about... they've been giving loads of interviews lately in the run-up to the anniversary of 20 years of Diana's death. And he's been talking about how he experienced taking part in her mother's funeral. He had to walk behind his mum's coffin. And he said a few weeks ago he gave an interview to Newsweek, I think it was in the US, saying no 12-year-old child should have been asked to walk behind their mum's coffin. But today it's been revealed that he says that, well, actually with a little bit of hindsight, is that how you say it?
Hindsight.
Yeah.
You say it however you want.
Well, I think hindsight then.
Yes.
And with a little bit of hindsight.
Yes.
He says that he's actually glad he could participate. Prince William's been speaking as well.
Do you
well.
Think there's been a little bit of... Because that was very widely reported, wasn't it? At that
yes.
Newsweek interview when he said that. And a lot of people came out and agreed with that and said... And there was many talk on both sides about how... who said he should walk behind the coffin and the children should do that, and who didn't, and so on. Hmm. And now, a few weeks later, it's kind of U-turned on that, hasn't he? He's sort of saying, is he sought to distance himself from that comment? Is that what
you know what I think it is? And I've got a theory here.
Oh.
You know how Prince William, Prince Harry, and the Duchess of Cambridge, Catherine, they all they campaign for mental health and people speaking out about their feelings. I think this is just part of it, saying, well, young people need to deal with death and grief, unfortunately. So I think that the sooner they start dealing with this and people are aware that, yeah, this is something that we have to make young people part of and we have to support them through that,
yeah,
the better. I think it's just a step in that direction.
I heard, was it part of an interview I was listening to or did I read it? I can't remember, doesn't matter. But Harry was saying that obviously no parent, you know, Charles, at the end of the day, had to explain to them that their mum had been killed, you know, at that young age, and so, and that's hard for all of them. Unless you've been through that, how on earth do you, you know, figure out how that feels? And as kids dealing with grief, you know, if you have a close family member who dies when you're a child, and you know, my nana did, I remember that, and I was about maybe 13 or 14, something like that, so a couple of years older than Harry in this scenario, but I found it really difficult to deal with. That was my first brush with a family member dying, I think,
it
when
is.
I was about 14. And my mum tells me now I just dealt with it very badly by just shutting everything down and not wanting to talk about it and just not discuss it.
But that's a pretty normal reaction, I think. I've been through that as well. But I think that the point here is to, no, I'm not going to say educate, but to tell like fellow adults, like I was like, guys, we need to help young people deal with this. And even though it's okay for them maybe to shut down for a few hours if they need to be on their own or if they need to cry, but we need to get people talking about this and we need to help them get through it.
Yeah. Which is a new sort of agenda for the royal family, isn't it?
Yes.
That's sort of kind of the modern royal family going forward, is that Harry and William are happy to talk about this kind of stuff, whereas previously it was all a bit buttoned up.
Yeah.
I suppose.
They were like very distanced from the common people from us, and this way, speaking so openly about their feelings about something that we all felt as a nation, we all remember the death of Diana, even I do, and I didn't live here, we all felt that, like, hearing how they felt at the time as human beings, not as royal, I think that brings them closer to people, so hey,
there
keep going.
Well, that's all over the papers today. What else is in there?
There's going to be a gear change.
Okay.
Public urge to drown wasps in beer to help conserve them.
I mean, that is a gear change, yes.
It is. It's in page 9 of the Daily Telegraph.
But then you've got to explain to children about dead wasps, and that's difficult as well. Some
lucky
children,
wasps.
It's would you like to drown?
I'd love the public to be urged to douse me in beer.
Not douse, drown.
Not drown.
Oh, don't know.
As in, but
I don't know. I reckon I could drink my way out of that.
Let me tell you the whole story, and then you tell me if you want to be a participant in this. So there's there's a thing, a project called the Big Wasp Survey, which is led by the University College London and the University of Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
And what they're urging people to do is set traps, beer or orange juice traps for wasps in your garden. You can all do it. And then the wasps will be attracted by the liquid. They'll get trapped, die. And then you're supposed to take that little tiny corpses and post them to UCL or University of Gloucestershire, because then scientists, entomologists and ecologists, they will...
This is enough. They're just perverts.
It's a thing. It's
They're
a thing.
Just perverts. Actually, they want dead wasps sent to them in the post. How is that not perverse?
Well...
Do you like this story, Marta, because you're Spanish and you like animals being killed?
Absolutely. Of course. Yes. And now it's legitimised.
Yeah.
And gives me an excuse to open a carton of orange juice for science,
yeah,
or a can of beer for science. No, it's not that I want to drink it, but you know, I've just had to set this trap for science, and now it would be a waste.
Nobody likes wasps, right? We all know that's fine. We get that, but now we've been and people kill them anyway.
Yes,
but now they want their little black and white, vicious Nazi style corpses. Right, nasty creatures, aren't they?
It's a bit harsh.
Well, they are. They are for mixed.
They're not black and white. They're yellow and white.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. They are unpleasant, and they don't belong in society, like the white supremacists. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know wasps were particularly attracted to beer.
Apparently they are.
Not a big problem in pubs or anything. Sort of wasp swarms.
I've heard that
beer
before.
Gardens, yeah, you can. Jam is more.
But I think that the jam, because of its texture, so sticky, apparently it messes with the body somehow. Because the point of this, and I'll tell you, there's a point of this. These people, UCL and Gloucestershire, they want to investigate how many species of wasps live in the UK and where they live.
Well, not many after this. They'll all be dead.
Well, it's like everything, just in moderation. No, murder in moderation.
Well, you know,
wasp murder in moderation.
Yeah, and animals in bulls. You don't like them either, do you? Bulls in Spain.
No, not a big fan. No.
No donkeys. You throw them off towers, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we run out of donkeys.
Yeah, there you go.
To put a
wasp off a tower.
Probably you can't. They fly.
Yeah.
Do you think I've tried that before?
Okay.
Should we do another dead animal story? Should we do these piglets?
Oh.
Have you seen this? We've mentioned it briefly so far.
Okay,
go on.
So what I understand so far is some firemen rescued some piglets.
Yeah, from a barn fire.
And then
they've been thanked by the farmer by sausages from the same piglets.
So...
I apologise.
Well, you're laughing at this, aren't you? Yeah, well, that's what I expect.
It's so Spanish.
Yeah. All it needs is to be chorizo sausages, and then it would have been perfect.
I had a little lamb once when I was about 7 or 8. My grandpa had it, and then we ate it.
What? You ate what?
You had a pet lamb, and then you ate it.
Yeah.
Couscous.
With couscous? What?
Not with couscous.
Oh, I thought you said couscous.
No. Right. Barbecue. We barbecued the little lamb that had previously been my pet.
Right.
Anyway.
You're so European. What? So the piglets... What was the gap between the rescue of the piglets and the serving up of them?
The fire. The fire happened in February.
Yeah.
And which saw 60 tonnes of hay catch fire.
Yeah.
And then Rachel Rivers, the farmer, thanked Pusey fire team by giving them sausages, and they cooked them on little barbecues outside their place. What's it?
Fire station.
Yeah.
Well done. Their place.
Are they allowed to do that? Yeah. A barbecue outside a fire station?
It's a very safe environment.
I mean,
she said, I'm sure vegetarians will hate this. Yes, of course.
I mean, yes, they will.
Great insight, a hot take. And the firefighters, however, said the bangers were fantastic.
Right, well, they've been partially barbecued in the first place.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, when it says rescued
piglets,
they've been
started.
I mean, rescued only to some sort of extent. I mean, from their perspective, they'd like to be rescued a lot more.
But they're going to die anyway. Everyone dies.
Yeah, but they could have been rescued from that.
But who would have rescued them from that? Like, vegans?
Peter are angry. They said the piglets were no better off for escaping the fire. The people for ethical treatment of animals.
Anyway, they won't like you, Marta. So good. Thank you, Marta,
for coming in
to look through some of the interesting stories in the papers there. Reminders of your diversity.
European migrant.
Thank you.
Peter are getting their own back by sending packs of vegan sausages to the firefighters. You showed them.
Yeah. Right, good. All of that, what you just heard, that happened in the Diversity Paper Review. Now then, headline hijack. It's coming up. It's on the way. There will be a made-up news story coming very shortly out of your wireless box, and it will be courtesy of you. Victoria will be here with the news. She will say all of it, and most of it will be true because it's the news, but one of the stories will be made up entirely by you and broadcast to the nation as truth. Who, Cornelius? Who?
It's Kimmy.
Where's Kimmy from?
Kimmy's from Sunderland.
All right, well done, Kimmy in Sunderland. After that, also on the programme today, hear what happened when I took Cornelius up the Shard. There is a roundup of hipster nonsense from Sophie, our work experience. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. A foreign correspondent joins us to talk about something foreign around about 20 past three, and a game of Dead or Alive later as well. All of that before 4 o'clock. Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is coming next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever
literally. It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
At More Than, we've learned that understanding your pet is tricky. For example, actually means I've dug some holes in the lawn for you. You're welcome. It's even harder to understand them when they're sick. So More Than Pet Insurance comes with VetPhone, a 24/7 free-to-call health advice line. Plus, new customers get 25% off online now. We do more than.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search small victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of 4945. 35 monthly rentals of 215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle, and diving was something you did down the bar. Shorts were shorts, and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, princes criticise the paparazzi over Diana. Strictly to honour Brucey, and Rooney's retiring from international games.
Talk Radio.
Princes William and Harry have spoken more openly than ever before about the death of their mother almost 20 years ago. Harry's criticised photographers who took pictures of Diana as she lay dying after a car crash in Paris. And in a new documentary, William's accused the paparazzi of being like a pack of dogs. French journalist Bénédicte Pavillot says the media there did change for a while.
There is a certain type of magazine that is now testing to the maximum the privacy laws, and there is no doubt that the prison sentences or the big fines that you could be given don't seem to be very prevalent.
Theresa May says the UK will take back control of its laws after Brexit by ending the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. The government's published new papers setting out how it suggests disputes between Britain and Brussels could be settled in future. The chair of the Work and Pensions Committee's told Talk Radio Sir Philip Green might be feeling a bit seasick after it was announced the man he sold BHS to is being prosecuted. Dominic Chappelle paid the billionaire £1 for the struggling retailer in 2015. It then collapsed a year later, leaving a massive deficit in the pension scheme. Labour MP Frank Field says he thinks Sir Philip should be worried.
If you or I were in that position and we were the one that actually was ending up in court, knowing what we do know, I don't think one would be going into court with the most brimming over with human kindness, would we?
At least 21 children are being treated in hospital following a crash involving a school bus and a car in West Dunbartonshire. A man who's thought to be the driver of the car has been airlifted to hospital, while another adult has also been hurt. The new series of Strictly Come Dancing will pay tribute to the former host, Sir Bruce Forsyth. The professional dancers will put on a special performance in the launch show. Sir Bruce died last week at the age of 89.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Jar.
Hi there. That's good news, isn't it, about Brucey?
That he's dead?
No!
That's horrible. Why would you suggest that?
No, that they're going to tribute to him.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice news. Not that he's dead. What sort of monster are you?
Well, it's not me. You're the one who's saying about Brucey.
No, I said it was good news that they would...
No, you didn't specify.
Well, I thought it was clear.
No, I don't think it was.
Well, allow me to clear that up. I meant that it was good news they were going to do a tribute to Bruce Lee, not that he is dead. That's
good.
Not good news. Well, it's good news if he was suffering in any way, but it's not good news overall.
I think you're digging a hole here, John.
Well, that's what you do with people who've died.
Let's do the weather.
Okay, here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Thundery rain clearing from the north, some sunny spells following and feeling fresher elsewhere, highs of 24 degrees.
Thank you very much. Now, Victoria is with us, of course, throughout the afternoon, each and every afternoon, bringing you the news as it happens, or sometimes just after it's happened, such as the Wayne Rooney story. But I can tell you now that if it's happening in the world of animals today, then bonus news at 3:30 is where you're going to hear about it. Now, if you're just joining us for the first time, you're a new listener, the bonus news is there because Victoria bulletins, have you just heard, it's 2 minutes long, and they used to be 3 minutes, and Victoria gets paid the same money for doing fewer work, so she's agreed, kindly agreed, to make that time up for us at 3:30 every
day. I don't think I ever really agreed, you just made me do it.
Yeah. So, animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, because it covers everything. And today's animal news.
That's right.
Have you started to research?
No.
No. Do you want any help from the listener?
Actually, thank you to Alex, who's already sent me a suggestion, but I think I'll be fine from here on in.
Okay, there we go. So don't tweet Victoria_Born with random animal stories from around
the world. You could follow me on Twitter, though. I'm enjoying having new followers.
All right, fine. Good. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. With the announcement of his international retirement, Wayne Rooney says one of his very few regrets is not to have been part of a successful England tournament side. The 31-year-old ends his England career having scored 53 goals and winning 119 caps, more than any other outfield player. The Everton striker says Gareth Southgate assured him he was in his plans for England's upcoming World Cup qualifiers, but Rooney decided now is the time to bow out. Liverpool club legend Graham Souness has told TalkSport the Reds would be daft not to cash in on Felipe Coutinho, with reports of a £130 million-plus bid being tabled by Barcelona. Jurgen Klopp's side host Hoffenheim in Champions League qualifying this evening with a 2-1 lead from the first leg. There are six more ties in the second round of the Carabao Cup this evening. West Ham are away at Sky Bet League 2 Cheltenham. Stoke host Rochdale and Newcastle take on Nottingham Forest in TalkSport 2's live commentary game. Finally, Glamorgan and Leicestershire meet this evening with a view to joining Hampshire in the semi-finals of cricket's T20 Blast. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, campaigners have called for a second skyscraper to be built in London next to the Gherkin, which reflects a more feminine feminine shape. The Gherkin building, which has been described by some as phallic, should be evened out, it says, as plans for a large breast-shaped building are currently being drawn up.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, then, here's what's still to come. If you're just joining us for this hour, what you are going to get between now and 4 o'clock is a game of dead or alive later as well. That's going to be happening. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. Find out what happened when I took paid intern Cornelius up the Shard in London yesterday. And work experience punditry today comes from Sophie. She's our work experience and she will be reviewing hipster stuff. If it pops up, it'll pop out here, frankly. If it's got a square beard or a mankle, then it will be in the roundup of hipster knots. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
The grime gentleman Stormzy is all over the news today for apparently calling out the Metropolitan Police for being racist. Well, duh. I mean, does the Pope poo in the woods? Actually, as far as I'm aware, he doesn't. I'm led to understand that the Vatican has more than adequate toilet facilities. But Stormzy is angry because the Met tweeted a tweet, how modern, saying that they'd seized a kilo of uncut heroin in the run-up to this weekend's Notting Hill Carnival in London. Stormzy replied to their tweet with, "How many drugs did you seize in the run-up to Glastonbury, or are we only doing tweets like this for black events?" Now, some have agreed with Stormzy on that. Others, well, as is the way on social media, don't. It's the latest race row, and all we need now is for Jeff Boycott to get involved, and we've got ourselves a story. Or is it a story already, or is it just a Stormzy in a teacup? On the line is Will Njovu. He is a journalist, he's a presenter, he's a writer, and he's a man on the telephone. Hello, Will.
Hi, how's it going? You okay?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I've seen the Stormzy tweet, and honestly, I'm so happy that he sent out that tweet. That tweet reached over 30,000 people.
Yeah.
And Stormzy was highlighting the point that why aren't these raids being carried out ahead of Glastonbury?
Yeah.
Why is it just Notting Hill Carnival?
Is it because, and I don't know the answer to this, is it because the Met have a habit of tweeting this kind of stuff, whereas Somerset and Avon Police sort of don't?
Well, you know, to be honest, whether they do or whether they don't, it's just still down to the fact that the Metropolitan Police need to kind of focus on what people are actually scared about at Carnival. For example, there's been a rise in acid attacks this year.
Yeah.
I think people would be much more interested in hearing about that than they would about these raids, which have nothing to do with Carnival at all. I mean, one of the raids took place in Catford, I think. I mean, yeah, that's nowhere near Notting Hill Carnival. Carnival's in West London. There's no correlation between these raids and between the carnival. And I think that's why everyone's so upset.
So upset about it. But we don't. But theoretically, though, we don't know, do we? I mean, it's not like drugs are found on the doorstep of where drugs are always sold. I mean, we don't know that, do we? It doesn't matter geographically where Catford is, though, does it?
Well, you know, how do they know that these people are going to be going to carnival?
Well, I know. Exactly. We don't, do we? That's the point.
We don't. And the Metropolitan Police today actually said that they don't know whether these people will be attending carnival. So that alone is self-explanatory.
So is the issue then, it's not obviously, I mean, we can all agree that it's good news that the drugs are off the street, right? That's the point. But it's this sort of tenuous, you think, linking it to an upcoming event is what they've done.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unnecessary link. It's a real unnecessary link. And
why,
I think that's why.
Why do you think they've done it, Will? Why do you think they've done that?
Well, you know, some people would argue that it's the stereotypes. You know, when people think about carnival, sadly, some people think about the crime. But when in reality, carnival is an amazing event. You know, it's great for the music, it's great for the Caribbean food. And I feel like the Metropolitan Police really need to shine light on the positive side of things.
Yeah.
Even the media at times do sometimes fall on that stereotype and kind of look at the crime side of carnival as opposed to what carnival really is. Celebration for Caribbean culture, which invites people from all backgrounds to come and have fun.
It does. In fact, some of the criticism for Stormzy has been that he called it a black event, which is obviously its origins are celebrating Afro-Caribbean culture. You're absolutely right. But but people have sort of said, well, all right, but it's not exclusively a black event, or is it?
Well, obviously, the origins of Notting Hill Carnival, you know, are from black people, but everyone can come and celebrate the event, to be honest. I personally wouldn't call it just a black event. I think people from different cultures can come and celebrate Notting Hill Carnival.
So what, I mean, because what all I'm getting at here is obviously, I agree with you. I think the Met probably have sort of made a slight error in that tweet in linking it, unless they've got evidence that it actually does, which, you know, we're understanding that they haven't. So I think they've made an error. But I also think Stormzy made a bit of an error in calling it a black event, because, you know, and it just shows, does it, I guess, how quickly a tweet can be misconstrued? He probably didn't mean it like that.
No, I don't think he did mean it like that. But I mean, a lot of black people do go to carnival. And again, a lot of white people and Asian people go to carnival.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Caribbean culture, Afro-Caribbean culture is celebrated there. And I think that's what he meant. I don't think he meant it in a way in which, you know, people from other cultures can't attend.
Yeah.
I just think Stormzy was trying to get at the point that, you know, are you stereotyping yet again? And the Metropolitan Police, you know, does have a reputation for being institutionally racist at times.
Yeah.
So I think that's just what it is, really.
I wonder, you sort of mentioned Glastonbury, and I guess the reason Glastonbury got mentioned was because it's, you know, traditionally it's a white middle class, you know, event, isn't it? You know, that happens in the countryside and all that kind of stuff. And can you draw a correlation between the two? Because obviously Glastonbury is a sort of ticketed event, whereas carnival is wonderful because anybody can turn up, you know, and it's held in the streets and this kind of thing. You know, can you even make a correlation between the two things? Because I guess the security at them is a very difficult issue as well, and different at both.
Okay, well, you're right. Carnival is a street party, whereas Glastonbury is a ticketed event. However, you know, if the police were to search nearly every single person at the Glastonbury Festival, I'm sure they would find much more drugs than they would even imagine, you know? So there's probably actually still as much drugs or as crime going on at Glastonbury than there is at Carnival. And there's probably as much crime going on.
Oh, sorry, still there, Will.
I said there's probably as much crime or, you know, drug activity going on at Glastonbury as much as there is at Carnival.
Well, I mean, not according to the figures, but I mean, it's you know, there are, but this could be, of course, because people are searched on the way into Glastonbury, but you can't do that at Carnival, can you? So, I mean, I'm not coming down on the side of the police here in any sense, but what I'm saying is Glastonbury has a security in measure around the place with sniffer dogs and all the rest of it, whereas Carnival, because there's no entry points in that sense, you can't police it in the same way.
I think people who are attending Carnival this year are a bit more interested in hearing what the Metropolitan Police are going to do on the ground to stop things from happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's been terror attacks recently in the last couple of months. I think people are more interested to know how are we all going to be kept safe at Carnival? You know, how can asset attacks be prevented at Carnival?
So if they tweeted,
people aren't interested.
If the police had tweeted that they'd I don't know, which they still may, of course, that they'd, I don't know, uncovered a stash of blades and knives or acid or something, would that have been a more reasonable tweet?
If they had have said that they uncovered, you know, blades, knives and acid near Carnival, or, you know, the people who they had taken those weapons from had been believed to be going Carnival, then yes, that would have made a bit more sense. But there is no link. How do we know these people are going to Carnival? I think that's where the main problem is.
Yeah.
We don't know if any of those people who have been arrested are going to Carnival. So none of it makes sense. I think, look, at the end of the day, Carnival is a street party and, you know, anything could happen. People who are going just want to know they're going to be safe. I don't think that the Metropolitan Police should be scaring people with these unnecessary raids that they're talking about.
I just want to look at those figures you were mentioning as well, just so we've got them in our heads. The 2017 Glastonbury Festival, lowest levels of crime, 188 crimes reported, 71 arrests. 2016 Notting Hill Carnival, 450 arrests, 90 for blades, including a machete attack, 169 arrests for drugs, 43 officers injured, 8 hospitalised. The figures are very different, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they are different. And sadly, there has been crime at Carnival. And I guess the Metropolitan Police should look into how they're going to stop that and cut that down. I don't see how these raids are going to help do that.
Okay, and but the other argument is it though that in, with intelligence-led policing, do we have the full facts? I mean, you know, because they maybe made this raid knowing they were destined for the Notting Hill Carnival, but we don't necessarily know that because we're not party to that intelligence. Should they, if they have proof, come out with that now to sort of quell the argument?
They have to do that as soon as possible because people want to know and people need to know if these people who have been arrested were planning to go to Carnival. That will settle their argument.
But we're all
at the moment, you know, everyone's all up in the air because we don't know how to feel at the moment.
And we're all, but we're all happy that the drugs are off the streets, obviously. So that's definitely
100%. You know, we don't want drugs to be on the streets. We don't want crime to happen. But we just want to know the motive behind this operation.
Will, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. That's Will Njovu. He is a journalist and presenter talking about Stormzy's cross and angry tweet there regarding that raid by the Metropolitan Police. 2:16. Now, in the next bit of the programme, is this where I take you up the Shard?
Mm.
Excellent. That's going to be happening after traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Hearn.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train go.
A pilot like you should be serving your country, and we could use someone like you.
From the director of The Bourne Identity.
I was working for the CIA
and Pablo Escobar.
Comes an unbelievable true story.
We need you to deliver stuff for us. Just don't get caught.
I made a fortune working for them boys.
From the Eagles!
Tom Cruise.
He is the greatest smuggler we've ever seen.
Is this illegal?
You trust me?
No!
American Made. In cinemas Friday.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Another one drives a duster. Hey, whether we get one, two.
Another one drives a duster.
The Dacia Duster SUV, starting from just $9,495. With over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Dacia, you do the maths.
This Wednesday, it's a £5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
6, 7, 8, 9.
A few more, please.
23, 24, 25.
And put one back.
Eh?
I want 24 carats.
It's very specific.
Look, you know that almost everything we buy racks up the Tesco club card points, right?
Yeah.
Well, we can turn those points into serious rewards, like some lovely jewellery, perhaps.
Ah, yes. Carats, very good. Which will save us money on your birthday present.
The new contactless Tesco club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Kent's M26 is currently blocked westbound by an accident near junction 2A for the A20. The clockwise M25 is now partially open between junctions 26 and 27 after an accident there. Queues are back to Potter's Bar. The M6 North is really slow moving towards an accident between 18 for Millerwich and 19 for Knutsford. Both sides of the M62 are experiencing fairly significant delays after earlier problems on both sides of the carriageway near 24 for Ainley Top. And traffic is being held on the M6 South in Lancashire near junction 28 for Leyland because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
How's that? A pack of 15 330ml bottles of Amstel for just £9 at your local co-op. That's only 60p a bottle. No dispute with the umpire there. It's simply another great deal for you from the co-op. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to availability. Varieties as stock. See participating stores for details. 18s and over. Please drink responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, if you're just joining us, well, it's just coming up to a time. And you are welcome, because it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, you may be aware of the... Well, you heard in the news there about the Gherkin in London, of course. It's come under fire from campaigners who say it's too phallic. So they're now going to build a new skyscraper next to it called The Breast, which is going to be more rounded and soft than the phallic gherkin. This is due to equality campaigners, of course. But the biggest thrusting phallus of the skyline is, of course, The Shard, which I had the very great pleasure of taking Cornelius up yesterday. Not just Cornelius, but also joining us was assistant producer Marta as well.
Who you just heard doing the paper review.
Doing the paper review. So, so I took them both up The Shard, to be fair, one after the other. And what happened was, because the reason we did it was because up the top of it, they've now got a virtual reality experience, or rather two of them. And as soon as I saw this, I was like, I need to get me a piece of that. Because what you can do is sit at the top of The Shard, right at the top, on the view from The Shard platform, and then slide down the outside of The Shard on a on the world's tallest helter-skelter, which looked, and indeed was, fairly terrifying. So we thought we'd go and have a go at it, so... Well, we did. We've sort of recorded bits of it.
So we've recorded us actually on the VR bits, which we'll play out in just a second. But basically what you do, isn't it, you go up to the top of The Shard at the view from The Shard.
Yeah, I just
so you
that.
Have to do the lift first.
Oh, you'd never been up there before at all,
No, you? No, that's quite scary in itself because your ears pop.
They do. It goes very fast.
Yeah.
God, it goes up 80 floors or something, 78 floors.
Yeah, so for me, that was part of the experience. And I'd also ate my lunch too quickly as well.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in the best mood.
No.
And then we got up there, and it's actually really high up there, isn't it?
Well, that's the point of the viewing
platform. I think The Shard is too high.
Right. Are you calling for it to be lowered?
Yeah.
Good, but what they do, so it's virtual reality. So you're wearing one of these VR headset things, and they sit you on a moving seat to simulate this helter-skelter idea, and then you just sort of go.
The idea is it's a tube slide that goes out from the top of The Shard and around it, so quite far distance from The Shard.
Yeah.
Should we have a listen to the first clip of us starting?
I think so, but we should point out as well that there's a crowd of people around you all waiting to have their turn, watching intently to see what your reaction is going to be. Because at the end of the day, you look like a bit of an idiot, just on a slightly moving
platform.
Homemade wooden seat with a mask on. But to you... it's like real life hell at the top of a building. Let's have a listen to the first bit.
Right, what do I do?
So just please slide back onto the little right for me.
Okay, so I'm now sliding onto a wooden platform, which looks rather homemade.
It's quite fun.
Yeah. All right. Seatbelt on. Yeah. Okay. And here we go. Okay. And I am actually sliding down the outside of the Shard, which is quite amazing.
Okay, and off we go. Oh yeah. Oh, it's quite far. Hang on. No.
Okay. Oh, okay. We're going down. It feels really weird because I want to hold on to some. Oh my goodness. Okay. No. we're going up now. Oh my god. No, that's a slide. No.
And that's the kind of reaction it elicited. I think Marta wins for sort of reacting to that. I mean, I sort of took it in my stride a bit. I was like, this is quite nice. I liked the view.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was a good thing, was
because it takes you out over. Well, if you've been to The Shard, or you know, you're looking out over London. But with this, as you said, you're in a sort of tube, travelling at up to 100 miles an hour at times in virtual reality. But you're out over the Thames, over the landmarks themselves.
Yeah, and they've done it like properly. So at the moment, London Bridge Station, which is next to The Shard, is undergoing works, but. It literally had the works in there on like the one platform that
because it's obviously photorealistic.
Yeah,
so they've obviously they must have done it via a drone or something to get the swoops and
maybe,
the.
It's very,
anyway, you know, we there are landmarks, so we thought we'd point them out.
Wow! Oh, that's fast. There's a lot of famous landmarks which are rushing past very quickly indeed. Wow.
I'm going to see the
Oh, we're a lot further out from the Shard than I thought we would be, which is a little bit more terrifying than I imagined. And that's quite steep. Oh! Whoa!
Oh!
Oh!
No. Wow! There's London Bridge Station there, all done up. Oh, oh, it's quite fast. Oh. Oh.
My God. Oh, my goodness. I want to hold on to something, but I can't. I can see all of London. Look, Tower Bridge. It feels like I'm going to touch the side. Oh, no, 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 no. This feels really real. So I can see the Shard to my right. London Bridge. Oh, 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 oh.
I think Marta enjoyed it. I think that's... and it was still only halfway round. But just standing next to it, if you know, if you obviously go with somebody, it's just standing and watching them do that is hilarious.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was very funny. People very much enjoyed Marta. It was very funny.
Members of the public staring at her.
We should talk about the last point of the slide, which is sort of the big
surprise.
Crescendo. Yeah. Yeah, and it is a surprise. So you go up this really steep uphill and you really start to slow down, don't you?
Yeah.
And it's the highest point of the slide.
And you look back over your shoulder, obviously virtual reality, so you've got your 360 thing, and the Shard is miles away behind you.
Yeah.
You're hanging in midair over London at that height. Higher up than the Shard, in fact.
Mm.
Yeah, and then something else happens. Is that... Do we say as much? And then just...
I think we reveal what happens in this next piece of audio.
I thought we did. Something horrible happens. This is for the radio, so I can't swear, which I was going to do. But, wow. And in front of me, there's now... I'm going up to the top of a curve, and I can see the steepness of the drop that is in front of me, which I'm about to go down, hundreds and hundreds of feet above the River Thames, with the Shard actually out of view and very, very far behind me. Whoa! Guy! Ah! Ah! That's terrifying. I mean, over the top of the entire building, not even in a tunnel anymore.
Okay, I've stopped. Is that right? I've stopped at the... I feel like I'm going to go backwards. Okay. Yeah, this is... Wow. Okay, well, this is steep. Oh, no. Oh. 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 Oh, my God. I just did the jump. Oh. Oh, dear.
I can feel that they're about to drop me, and they're just... Oh, God. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh my goodness! Feels like I'm really doing this. Oh my God! This is amazing. I think it's finishing now. Sorry about that. Thank you. Oh my God.
I think Marta wins.
Yeah,
I think
Marta got a little round of applause from everyone.
Yeah. Heddy's just tweeted saying, well, with sounds like that, could Marta be taking up the Shard more often? I think, well, she could if she got a ticket. They're available from the view from the Shard, of course, if you want to have a go at that. It is worth it. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
And what's clever about it is, as well, of course, because you could easily do that kind of thing on the ground.
Oh, well, that's...
But the fact they've taken you there...
It wouldn't have been nearly as good if
no.
you weren't actually...
Because it's based... The virtual reality is the room you start in.
Yeah, yeah, it's really clever how it's done.
So anyway, that's... But you've got to be over 12, so... So most of the people that work here can't do it, for a start.
We did a second one, didn't we?
We did a second one. There's another one up there that was even more terrifying.
Yes.
Right, so that's the first one. There's something else which is called Vertigo, which we had a go on as well. More of that anon. It's 2:30 now, though, and with work experience punditry on the way in the next half an hour. Before that is Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Princes William and Harry have spoken more openly than ever before about the death of their mother 20 years ago. They've criticised the paparazzi who took pictures of Diana immediately after her car crash in Paris. Ian Lloyd is a writer and royal photographer.
She was still the most famous woman in the world, and the press wanted the images, magazines wanted the images, the public wanted to read about her. It did get worse and worse and more cutthroat as her number of official appearances declined, so the value, if you like, of a Diana photo increased.
The Home Office has sent around 100 deportation letters in error to EU citizens living in the UK. The government department says it's urgently investigating and insists the rights of European nationals in the UK haven't changed. The organisation which manages Grenfell Tower is being stripped of responsibility for the building in West London. The Prime Minister's confirmed the changes after a meeting with survivors last night. Donald Trump has accused the media of distorting his response to white supremacist protests, describing his actions as perfect. The president made the comments at a rally in Arizona where police used tear gas to disperse protesters outside. And Wayne Rooney says it's been a privilege to play for and captain England after deciding to retire from international football at the age of 31. He'll bow out as the country's record scorer and most capped outfield player. The weather thundery rain clearing from the north. Sunny spells following and feeling fresher. Today's high 24 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for the news that you brought us so eloquently.
Why are you speaking like that?
I'm just being polite. Did you hear Marta squawking?
Yeah, I had to turn my headphones down.
Yes. Well, if you think she squawked badly on that one, tomorrow we're going to be playing you what happened on the second virtual reality ride? Is that what you call them?
Experience,
thank you, at Up the Shard, where you get to strip the shard back. They take away everything from around the shard, and you're just standing on a beam above London in the construction of the building. And if you think Marta was squeaky there, wait till you hear that tomorrow. If you want to have that as a ringtone, a squeaking Marta, get in touch and we'll try and sort that out for you. A lot of people already do want that for reasons we won't go into. What's coming up in the next bit of the programme? Yes, that's right. Work experience punditry. And Victoria will be back in an hour with today's bonus news, which is going to be animal news. If it's happening in the world of animal, Victoria will be your first port of call. Have you begun your research?
No.
No.
Okay, then. Victoria with animal news in an hour's time.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very shortly indeed, we'll be talking to Sophie, who will be talking us through hipster nonsense. It is a Wednesday. It's work experience punditry. Our work experience, that is Sophie, will be rounding some stuff up for us by way of getting real world broadcasting experience. But before that, a lot of news going on. We've been talking about Stormzy's tweet. Stormzy, of course, is the hippity-hop grime gentleman, and he's become very angry about the police tweeting about some heroin that they found. That was what we've been talking about. We've been talking about the charity bed pushers in Ludlow who have pushed a bed dressed as nurses. Them, not the bed. The bed wasn't dressed as nurses, let's be clear. That was just dressed as a bed. But they were dressed as lady nurses and raised £2,500, which is excellent news, isn't it, for a charity, for the Ludlow Hospital. But sadly, the hospital have rejected it because they said that them dressing as lady nurses was offensive.
Well, it weren't just that. They nicked one of the beds as well, which they're already short of.
Yeah, that is a problem. But they could have bought a new one with the money, but they don't want the money because some men put a dress on. And that's the world we live in now. Anyway, so that's... don't raise your eyebrows at me, Sophie Shapter.
I'm sorry, okay. But, you know, it's...
Were you offended by it?
No, not at all. I was offended they didn't take the money.
Yeah.
Where's that money?
Rightly so.
Everyone needs money.
We had Adam Griffiths on. He was one of the men who dressed up on earlier. We were talking to him about it. And he was very interesting because he was saying, you know, they've been doing this for 15 years or more.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't the first time they've done it?
No.
It's the first time it was rejected?
Yeah, because of the modern world where people are offended by the most trite of things. Oh, is there some offence to me? Let me have a look under here. Can I find any offence? Oh, there's some. I'll take it.
I'd be offended if they were only dressed as male nurses.
Yeah.
What about the women?
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all white, so perhaps they should have... Oh, no, that's offensive. Just that's Jeff Boycott. Are we still boycotting Jeff Boycott?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you join in the boycott?
Of course.
That's done right. Okay, Sophie Withers with some hipster nonsense. But anyway, what I'm getting at is the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, of course, Cornelius. Nobody can. And we like to help. And the way we do it is by taking the news and running it through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Stormzy says police are racist. That's not fair, says Sergeant Jeff Boycott.
Yeah. Now. Sophie has just made a very, very valid point.
What about girlcotting?
Yes.
You can't boycott if you're not going to girlcot.
What about non-specific gender cot?
Yeah, maybe it should be that.
It got to be, because otherwise you're going to offend somebody, aren't you?
Yeah.
Boycotts dressed as girl cots.
Yeah.
No, that's not allowed anymore.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you can't have just a boycott. Same thing. We're talking about hipster nonsense in a moment.
We are.
There's a very progressive pop-up cafe, I notice, that has a non-specific gender you. Not a menu.
Ooh, that's good.
Or a woman you.
They've thought about that.
A non-specific gender you. And you don't get it. There's a church. It's not a hymn book. It's not.
Not a her book?
No. Non-specific gender book.
A them book.
Yeah.
Or us book.
Fem book.
Us book.
Anyway, it's difficult, isn't it? It's a modern. It's very difficult to.
It is tricky.
Yeah. But anyway, you're here to talk about some hipster nonsense for
us. Yes, you're going to love it.
I'm gonna say let's get one in before the traffic and the travel, Sophie. So, Sophie, doing work experience for us and rounding up the hipster nonsense.
Well, you know, hipsters like cafes.
As we've just
said.
And they. They're like sort of ruining things for people, like kale and avocados. Well. They're ruining the full English breakfast now. A cafe in Cardiff has decided that they're going to serve it in a jar. A full English in a jar.
Will these people stop at nothing?
So your beans go to the bottom. You might get a soggy hash brown. You can't really...
So like a layered...
Yeah.
A layered breakfast.
Well, you just shove it all in a jar and see what... comes out.
What does it look like? Just mush?
Well, actually, I've got a quote from someone who said it looks like the inside of a stomach.
Oh, which, dear!
I've seen a photo and they're not wrong.
Wow.
So, think about that.
I am thinking about it. And that sounds horrible. I mean, okay, the taste would not be affected.
No.
But a part of food is about the presentation of food.
Yes. As MasterChef people know.
That would look like mush, yeah.
Also, full English breakfasts are quite big and jars are quite small.
Well, I think it's a large jar. Maybe sort of you can get both hands around it.
Okay.
But the thing is with full English is you want a bit of everything on your fork. But you can't really do that with
you
the
have
jar.
You'd have to push the fork down through the layers and hope bits came out like that.
Yeah.
Or just tip it out
onto a plate.
Onto a plate. Unless, of course, they've turned it into a smoothie.
So, maybe that's
so all the ingredients of a breakfast. Oh, so you've got in there, you've got your beans, you got your hash brown, you got your bake, you got your sauce, you got your black pudding, your mushrooms, your tomatoes, more beans probably,
toast
in butter, there as well,
Marmite,
black coffee, all in there, and then you just Nutribullet that, and then serve that in a jar, a delicious smoothie, full English,
so convenient.
Yeah,
just take it away.
Take it away with
I've had a similar thing before. called, I believe it's called a bunny hop, but instead of a jar...
They put a rabbit in a Nutribullet.
No, no, instead of a glass jar, you put a full English in a bread bowl. But like,
oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
no, that makes right sense. That? Oh, I'm perfectly all right with that. That's like the eating your. They do the big Yorkshire pudding that they put the.
Oh,
roast
yeah, oh,
that's
great.
Fine. A toast bowl with a full English in it is not a problem.
Okay, good.
Because you can still separate it out and have the different components.
Oh, whereas, no, but it was more like
a soup.
No, no, it was more like a mug shape. It wasn't oh. a flat bread roll. It was like that.
Oh, like a funnel of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is horrible then. Mm. Well, did it work?
Yeah, it worked. Yeah. I mean, I ate it.
Yeah, but I suppose it's like
a sandwich.
It
wasn't impossible to eat.
After a while, didn't it start leaking?
Well, I didn't have baked beans in it.
Good shout.
But I think they, I don't think it did, because it was like a baked bun that they did, and they just hollowed it out.
Okay.
So it wasn't just like stitched
But the
together.
Jar thing, that's a hard sell, isn't it? Because yes, as you pointed out, or someone pointed out, it looks like the contents of a stomach. But also, it just takes away part of the magical pleasure of the full English breakfast.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's more where that came from. Right, Soph?
Hell yeah.
Hips the nonsense. We're rounding it up this afternoon. Work experience punditry. Our work experiences, they don't just get to go into the kitchen and fill the kettle and photocopy it. No, sir. No, madam. No non-specific. They come here and they review stuff for us. And today is Hips the Nonsense with Sophie. Back with more after Traffic and Travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Mum, what else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them.
Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Order and use at $9.99 unless cancelled.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of over 6 million people. You'll get use of an archive of over 200 years' worth of words, images, and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise, plus the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
At Homebase, we're all about big, tall brands. Score a home improvement goal with this Ryobi One Plus 18-volt mitre saw. Only £167.98. Homebase. Always low prices.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Kent M26 remains blocked by an accident near Junction 2A for the A20. Traffic on the clockwise M25 is being held again between Junction 26 for Waltham Abbey and 27 for the M11. There's the ongoing recovery of an accident there. Severe delays for the northbound M6. This is because of an accident between 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. One lane is still closed. Very slow for both sides of the M62 towards Junction 24 for Ainley Top after earlier problems. And queues for the M6 south through Lancashire after an accident near 28 for Leyland. But all lane restrictions have been lifted. I'm Joanna Adams.
How's that? A pack of 15 330ml bottles of Amstel for just £9 at your local co-op. That's only 60p a bottle. No dispute with the umpire there. It's simply another great deal for you from the co-op. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to availability. Varieties as stock. See participating stores for details. 18s and over. Please drink responsibly.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, we are talking, and we are talking about pop-up hipster nonsense. Sophie's with us. She is our work experience. She has been rounding it up. We take our work experience, as I say, and we put them in front of the microphone, give them a real-world experience, a leg up into the media industry. That's what we tell them. That, as Sophie well knows by now, is a utter lie. It's because they're free and we don't have to pay them. All right. So we've already done a full English breakfast in a jar. Where... what horrors await?
Well, do you like gin?
I like gin.
Do you like Prosecco?
I love Prosecco. Oh.
Do you like marshmallows?
No.
Yes. Well, okay. Actually, I think they're overrated.
Well, this is the new thing. Forget chocolate liqueurs.
Already forgotten.
This is injected marshmallows. No, marshmallows injected with gin or Prosecco or...
heroin?
Whatever sort of...
no, not heroin. No.
Espresso martini is another flavour they've gone for.
Oh.
So basically what they do is they get marshmallows and just put alcohol in them, and that's fun.
Who's they?
They is the Naked Marshmallow Company.
Right.
Yeah.
So, now, what's the alcohol content? I mean, these presumably aren't for children, then.
No, it is genuine alcohol for over 18s only.
Okay, it's like vodka jelly sort of affair.
A little bit, yeah, and you can just... you know, a box of 100 grams of marshmallows is $5.95.
Okay.
So that's too much money.
Not too bad.
But are we saying they have a liquidy centre, or is it just all absorbed by the marshmallow?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen a picture of one cut open.
No, if the Naked Marshmallow Company would like to send us some of these so we can evaluate them, that's perfectly fine.
We could do a review.
Yeah.
Because I'm intrigued.
But I guess because I don't understand... quite how it would work.
Yeah, because a chocolate with alcohol in it has the sort of...
there's a hollow centre.
Gooey, yeah.
Doesn't it? I mean, like, I am a fan of the... at Christmas, when you get those chocolates that are full of liqueur. But there's a hole in the centre of the chocolate that's full of the delicious Cointreau.
Yeah.
Often. But it wouldn't work like that with a marshmallow.
It could
I think it'd just absorb it. I think it's just absorbing it.
It must be created, yeah.
It's like when you put marshmallows in a hot chocolate. People do that, don't they?
Yeah, but it melts into that.
And it's
spanned and go rank. But you could also do that in your hot chocolate. Maybe you could get a marshmallow with Baileys in it. That'd be quite nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's got some
work
potential.
For this company.
Yeah. Hit me up, I'll do your PR.
Yeah. I think you're already doing it.
Exactly. They've also decided that they'd make a marshmallow-flavoured gin. So they've sort of twisted it the other way round.
They're so
as
clever,
well.
These people. So clever.
I know.
Imagine that coming up with that twist.
Yeah.
Someone in the meeting going, well, what we've got here, a marshmallow is what we do. And we've put gin in one. What could we do next? And someone just goes, I got it. Reverse that.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Do you reckon they put that marshmallow-flavoured gin into the marshmallow? Or does that sort of defeat the object? Because people are like, well, it just tastes of marshmallow.
It cancels it out completely. Yeah. Yeah. That's not right. But you could... I mean, marshmallow... I'm trying to work out why I don't like marshmallow. I don't know whether it's the consistency or the taste. I'd probably try the gin.
I like them when they're melted only.
Yeah. But
I like flumps.
What's that?
They're like the long marshmallow that you get.
Those twisty ones.
Yeah, yeah, delicious.
Right. You could do the PR for flumps.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to.
So, but whenever I've tried to cook do marshmallows over a fire.
Yes.
You know,
that's fun.
Yeah, but it just blackens and renders it inedible.
But imagine that with gin.
Yeah.
Come on, that's...
flammable gin.
It does say
you can
do it.
On the end of a stick. Perfect. I would rather just have some marshmallows and some gin, drink the gin, and then choose whether or not to eat the marshmallow. Why can't you just have a mouthful of a marshmallow and then pour some gin in, and it's the same thing?
Yeah, you could do.
Joke.
But
a mouthful of marshmallows and you pour gin in, I'm pretty sure you'd choke.
You wouldn't. You just get a marshmallow, pop it in your mouth, and then have a swig of gin.
Okay, so just one marshmallow. You said a mouthful, well, as if you've been playing.
Well,
what's
like 12
that?
Marshmallows.
What's that game? Is it Fuzzy Bunny?
Yes.
Where you have to eat a marshmallow and say Fuzzy Bunny.
Fuzzy Bunny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that and drink gin.
No. All right, that sounds horrible. So yes. Where are we going next?
The next one we're going to go to is... I can choose because I've got so many.
Oh, good.
Well, have you ever thought, oh, I wish I could have a bottle of Prosecco on a train, but then thought, oh, how inconvenient that would be?
Well, no, because if I wanted that, I'd just buy a bottle of Prosecco and swig it on the train like Cornelius does every day.
I don't
know
Prosecco.
No, it's cans of old speckled hen.
Yeah.
There's a handy new thing that you can get, which is sparkling wine in a can.
That's not new.
Apparently so.
I've seen that for a long time. I've even had some of that.
Okay, fine.
Sparkling wine in... I've never had or seen it, I must admit.
Yes, you can get it at St Pancras Station, and I know.
Because that's how you get home.
While browsing the fair on offer, I did see some sparkling wine in a can. I thought, I wonder what that's
like.
This
is something John has had every day since they've sold... This is like coming... did you know... They're now sending cornflakes in boxes. It's just, this is all John knows. He went, what? You can get sparkling wine in bottles.
What about this then?
Yeah.
Rosé wine pouches. It's like a Capri Sun, but with rosé.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And you know what that would be good for? Festivals.
Yeah.
And there was a story in the paper today, weren't there, that someone tried to sneak a bottle of vodka into, I think it was a race course, this was.
Is that a sort of advisory course on race issues?
No, a horse place.
Oh, okay.
by putting you're not allowed to take booze in with your picnic, so people picnic in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
So they just built a sandwich around their... Like a
nice
miniature bottle of Glen's sort of, vodka.
It's
not worth it.
It's the prison Glen's smuggling vodka. Technique of yesteryear,
yeah.
When people used to hollow out a book and then put something in the book and get it into prison. It's that it was
it's like a
hollowed
out version of
very
that.
Clever
just with all the bread scooped out
in a baguette.
But yeah. They got caught.
Yeah.
They got caught, and the stewards admired their sort of. Tact.
Yeah.
So they
did get caught, and they were invited to pick up the vodka at the end of the day, which they didn't.
I think it's good advice. We should turn that into a texter.
What an excellent idea.
Why don't we suggest, you know, if you...
I mean, Reading Festival, Reading and Leeds
this weekend.
I've got a good one.
I spent years, 2 years at that festival coming up with ways to get alcohol into the arenas, which obviously we don't encourage.
No, God, no. But if you have got an idea of how to do it, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with how to sneak booze into festivals.
But we want the point of this is to make it more ingenious than the person who did it with a baguette.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the bar is set high.
It wasn't just a baguette. Literally, they wrapped salami around the bottle.
That is a waste of salami. Well, unless they
ate it. No, because it's outside the bottle. Yeah, okay. You can still eat it.
They put it inside the bottle, the hey up, that's a new hipster thing right there.
Yeah.
Salami vodka. There it is. So, the sparkling wine in the can,
yeah.
Right, I didn't, that's not new to me.
Is it Pinot Grigio though?
No, it wasn't. No, it was
there you go.
I can't remember what it was. I only had it once, it wasn't that nice. But it was, I thought I'd try it. So it's not that new, I didn't think, but mate, I don't know. Is it a good idea? Would you drink sparkling wine? It's just...
I'd rather have a beer.
Yeah.
But if
you can get that in
a
can.
Someone gave
now.
It to me. You can.
Beer in a can is
so good.
Yeah, I did see some of that.
Because you don't need a bottle opener.
No.
You can just have it wherever.
That's right.
And it's easier to put in the fridge.
Because it is annoying when you go, I could drink that on the train. Then you go, I haven't got a bottle opener. And once before, I may have been seen on a train. This makes me sound like a terrible alcoholic, but I was trying to open
bashing it against the table.
To try and get the lid.
You shouldn't do that. That can damage the table. Be like me and always carry a bottle opener on you.
Yeah, on your keys.
But the man,
or just get cans.
The man next to me watched this for a while and just said, do you want a bottle opener? Yeah, he lent me a bottle opener, like you would have.
Yeah. I wouldn't have lent you one. I would have watched you ruin this table on the train and get arrested.
Terrible. So, all right, sparkly wine in a can, rosé in a pouch.
Yeah.
You could... there's a way to sneak it in.
In a Capri Sun.
Yes. Or in the front of a kangaroo.
Ooh.
Because there's no way. If you go this weekend, you go to the Reading Leeds Festival and take a kangaroo with you, I reckon they wouldn't check its pouch.
I'm not sure you're allowed pets.
Doesn't have to be a pet. It could be a circus sideshow from the 1950s.
A guide kangaroo.
Yeah, yes.
Guide kangaroo.
Disability trained kangaroo.
Okay, that's fine.
Right, and then you tell that to the steward.
As long as you've got your blue badge.
Yep, stick that onto the kangaroo. Take the kangaroo with you, but fill its pouch. Scrape all the mucus stuff out first.
Or line it with cling film.
Yes, that's good. And possibly, because they might think of searching it, but if there's a baby kangaroo in there as well, they might just go, oh, look at that, and not put their hand in far enough to find the booze. So the baby kangaroo could just hang out the front of the kangaroo and you could hide rosé and other wines and drinks inside the pouch of an adult kangaroo.
One more, please.
One more, please. Thank you. One more is, okay, this is an attempted hipster thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From McDonald's. They've attempted to make a hipster burger. By...
Has it got beard hair in it?
No, not quite. I mean, it might do. You never know, really, with McDonald's.
No. Other fast food restaurants are perfectly capable of putting beard hair in their food as well, just for balance.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But no, this sandwich, or they're calling it a sandwich, but it's just a burger.
Yeah.
But they're putting kale and spinach into it. And, you know, kale's all fancy and cool and hipster. And so they're kind of jumping on that bandwagon and giving it to people.
Is it just a normal burger, but instead of lettuce, you get kale and spinach, or is it the sort of specialised?
Is it in the patty or in the bun?
No, it's in the bun, like your lettuce.
Okay.
It's, what are they, premium greens is the quote on their website.
Right. But it's not a vegetarian one, is it?
No. It's very much a burger. They've also got a burger with guacamole and artisan grilled chicken.
Oh, if it's artisan, then...
That's not that hipster. Well, Weatherspoon's put guacamole in burgers.
No, you're missing the point.
Yeah.
They've used the word artisan.
Yes.
And that is the signature word of the hipster.
Exactly.
And if you... Anything can be artisan. Tell me something that's not hipster. Tell me something that's not hipster at all.
Bootlaces.
Artisan bootlaces now suddenly hipster, aren't they? Do you see? Put that word in front of anything. Give me another thing. Anything that's not hip.
Buttons.
But what about artisan buttons?
Cans of sparkling wine.
Yeah, they are quite hipster already, because I drink them, and thus they are fad.
Artisan cans.
Artisan wine. An artisan kangaroo with artisan wine in its artisan pouch.
Yes.
That's possibly the way
forward. With dungarees on.
There you go. Oh, with extra pouch.
Yeah.
Clever. All right, listen, Sophie, thank you very much indeed bringing us up to speed on what's happening in the world of hipsters.
Any time.
No, well, not any time now on, is it? That's a lie, isn't it?
You shouldn't say that.
Sorry.
Because literally this might be your last one for a while.
Maybe.
For a while.
Because somebody's off to uni.
God.
Where are you going?
Not again. Cambridge.
Cambridge. What are you doing this time?
A master's this time.
Yeah.
Even more education.
Yeah. Is it an artisan master's?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I turned down my master's at Cambridge to come and work here, didn't I?
Yeah, me as well.
I was committed to talk radio. Yeah. Some of us
just decided that wasn't for us. But
wanted success.
Maybe this time next year.
Maybe. A lot will have happened in the world of hipster between now and then, I can imagine.
I'll keep you updated.
Thank you. Sophie, thank you so much for all of the stuff you've done for us.
You're more than welcome.
Pleasure.
It's been lovely.
There we go. Sophie, there she is, off to Cambridge. Leaving a void that Cornelius has to fill with someone else. Application forms into Cornelius, please, for work experience.
Drop me a tweet.
Right, okay, coming up at 3 o'clock. After that, there will be the big debate at 3. We will be talking to a foreign correspondent later on the programme as well, and a game of Dead or Alive on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
The Sky Variety Bundle is bursting with great entertainment. Enjoy explosive big screen drama like Game of Thrones, exciting documentaries on Nat Geo, and a whole range of brilliant kids shows. So, for a bundle that's bursting with brilliant TV, Join or recontract with the Variety Bundle. Down from £32 to £25 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, new 18-month contract, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, payment by direct debit, further terms apply.
Want lots of stock on the shelves? Selco's got it. Real deals on top trade brands? Selco's got it. How about a brand new app that gives you the control to manage all your products on the go, allows you to find and get the gear you need, creates material lists and gets quotes directly from Selco, calculates and sends quotes directly to your customers, plus loads of other features including finding your nearest Selco branch. Yep, Selco's got it. Project Tool, your handy job manager, is the brilliant new app from Selco. Available now from App Store and Google Play.
I found a nippy runaround in red. The dealer mentioned credit, so I said. I had it done and dusted from a website that I trusted. Car Finance 24/7's what I said.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
This Wednesday, it's a £5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At three, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Harry hits out at the Paps who didn't help Diana. Trump claims his response to Virginia was perfect, and Partridge is back.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry has condemned paparazzi who took pictures of Princess Diana instead of helping her on the night of her death. It's almost 20 years since she was killed in a car crash in Paris. Royal photographer Ian Lloyd says Diana was being hounded by photographers after she stopped carrying out royal duties.
You couldn't guarantee she'd be somewhere in May or March or whatever. She was doing her own thing. And the other thing, of course, she was divorced in 1996 and therefore she could get married and so on. So there was interest in that. And so there was constant press interest. But in the last 2 years, it really had spiral out of control.
The Home Office has sent around 100 deportation letters in error to EU citizens living in the UK. The government department says it's urgently investigating and insists the rights of European nationals here haven't changed. Pro-EU campaign group Open Britain's described it as shameful stuff. The chair of the Work and Pensions Committee has told Talk Radio billionaire Sir Philip Green should be worried over the BHS pension scandal. It emerged yesterday the man who he sold the company to for £1 is being prosecuted as part of the investigation into the store's collapse. MP Frank Field says he expects more action to be taken.
The events yesterday show that the attempts to sew this up as a one-act play is now going to be a multi-act drama. This is scene two, but there'll be scene three, four and five before the final curtain comes down.
Donald Trump's defended his response to deadly violence in Virginia and instead blamed the media. The US president reckons his comments were perfect after saying there was blame on many sides. And Alan Partridge is going to return to our TV screens. Plans for new episodes are in the early stages, with a fictional broadcaster set to make sense of Brexit and political unrest, while League of Gentlemen's also making a comeback for three special episodes later this year.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
Wasn't that Alan Partridge story like 2 weeks ago?
I'm not aware that it was.
All right.
I mean, if it was, then I've missed it. But there has been an announcement at the Edinburgh Festival.
There has.
From the bosses at BBC Two about Partridge and about League of Gentlemen. Hence why I'm talking about it today.
All right, then.
So it is relevant. Thank you for your analysis.
No, it's just that I heard Steve Coogan doing an interview about it 2 weeks ago. So I didn't know whether. But if it's been at the Edinburgh TV Festival today, then that's valid.
Thanks. Can I do the weather now?
So Diana died 20 years ago.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Thundery rain clearing from the north, sunny spells following and feeling fresher elsewhere, highs of 24 degrees.
Very much looking forward to bonus news today with Victoria as she brings us the latest in the world of animals. Judging by that, probably something to do with the Ark or something, maybe. Have you begun research?
Dead piglets.
And the same to you. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded spot.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade go. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Wayne Rooney says retiring from international duty was a really tough decision, and every time he was selected as a player or captain was a real privilege. The 31-year-old ends his England career having scored 53 goals and winning 119 caps, more than any other outfield player. The Everton striker says now is the time to bow out, despite Gareth Southgate telling him he was in his plans for England's upcoming World Cup qualifiers against Malta and Slovakia. Liverpool club legend Graeme Souness has told Talk Sport the Reds would be daft not to cash in on Felipe Coutinho, with reports of a 130-plus million bid being tabled by Barcelona. Jurgen Klopp's side host Hoffenheim in Champions League qualifying this evening with a 2-1 lead from the playoff first leg. There are six more ties in the second round of the Carabao Cup this evening. West Ham are away at Skybet League 2 Cheltenham, Stoke host Rochdale, and Newcastle take on Nottingham Forest in Talk Sport 2's live commentary game. Finally, cricket, Glamorgan and Leicestershire meet tonight with a view to joining Hampshire in the semi-finals of the T20 Blast. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben Fletcher, and of course Victoria Bourne there for their remarkable contribution to news and current affairs and sport. The big debate is on the way here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then. So, as you have been hearing in the news, Prince Harry has called for his father, which we assume he means Prince Charles, to be left alone. Charles's public approval rating has dropped in the run-up to the 20th anniversary of the death of Diana, the People's Princess of the Wales. But Harry has told everyone to back the hell off, saying that his dad is the best dad, and has even bought him one of those best dad ever mugs that you can get, which I don't suppose Charles will be keeping next to his 1981 royal wedding souvenir one anytime soon. But is Prince Harold right? Should Charles be left alone? Should we let the Diana dust settle once and for all? Or, like the other royal Harold that time, should he wind his neck in, lest he get shot in the eye by an arrow in Hastings? Well, on the line, listening to me speak words, is Ian. He's a Talk Radio listener. He's called in. Hello, good afternoon, Ian. Welcome to Talk Radio. Hello.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Oh, very good, thank you very much indeed. Now, you've called in because you heard me say the word dust there, of course.
Yes.
And I'm led to believe that you're part of this campaign to see dust banned.
Yes, I mean, it's everywhere, isn't it? So why don't we get rid of it? To make things better.
Make things better. I mean, when describe better for me, and put that into context for anyone listening.
Well, dust-free is obviously better, isn't it? I mean, tiny little bits of dust everywhere. They get under people's feet, they're in the air, you can see them all the time, and they're underneath your fingernails, and they're underneath skirting boards and tables on top of them, and everywhere, and it's disgusting. Now, maybe if they weren't, maybe if they were bigger, it might be better.
If dust was bigger, the particles of dust, is it the sneakiness that you don't like? Because it is there. You're right, but you can't see it all the time in the air, can you? So it sneaks.
No, that's it. Every time I turn around, it's there. I mean, let me turn around now.
Yeah.
There, you see?
Yeah. So,
right there. This is the other side as well.
So would you be happy with dust the size of pebbles?
I wouldn't be happy with any sort of dust at all.
Okay.
If it was bigger, at least I'd be able to see and kick it out of the way.
Right, okay.
Through the window.
All right, Ian, stay on the line for me, because I want to bring Matthew in.
He's again.
He's called. Matthew, good afternoon.
Yeah. I need a 10 bag of Nib Dabs. How soon can you get here, bro?
Sorry, what?
Wrong number. Yes.
Hi, Matthew. Hi there.
Hey, bruv. Yo.
Good to talk to you.
John Holmes.
Yes, it's the John Holmes Show. Talk Radio in the afternoon. So, yep.
Oh, right. I was trying to call John Bones. But,
you misdialed.
Cool.
Right. Well, as you're here, it doesn't matter, Matthew. What's your opinion on dust?
Oh, dust. Dust is wicked, man. I love dust, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. It helps me, you know when, I got my room is very private, yeah? There's a big sign on my door that says, keep out, mum, yeah?
Yep.
But sometimes my mum likes to go in there and rifle through my stuff and see what I'm getting up to.
Right.
But how can I tell? I never clean my room, yeah?
Yeah.
But she thinks it's because I'm lazy, but no, it's a ploy. When I go in my room,
yeah,
I can see the fingerprints in all the dust on all my stuff, and I can tell whether my mum's been touching my stuff, you get me? So dust is invaluable to my operation.
Right. And what operation have you had?
Is this on national radio?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I help children. I do a community outreach.
Yeah.
And I, me and my mate Buff Tings, we run all sorts of community projects.
Yeah, I know what your projects are. Okay, so look, let's look at this from a historical perspective, shall we? I think that's what would make sense. Now, let's look at the origin of dust. Now, dust, as we know, comes from moths. Tough on dust, tough on the causes of dust. The cause of dust is moths. Moths, if you've ever seen a moth, if you ever crushed a moth, what comes out? Dust. A moth is 100% dust.
It comes from their wings, isn't it?
Yeah, wings, body, thorax,
legs,
eyes, anus, dust.
Antennae.
Yes. It's all made of dust, and it's that that is why it floats in the air, because if a moth explodes, it just in the air. So are you, Ian, saying that we should ban moths as well?
Oh, yes, clearly, yes. If they're made of 100% dust, let's get rid of them as well. Hopefully that'll be part and parcel, won't it?
Part and parcel, yeah. Well,
Part and parcel. Another one, sorry.
The government have said, this is interesting, isn't it? The government have said there will be more dust, 40,000, they've said, more dust by 2018. Now, I mean, is that enough? Matthew, is that enough dust?
It could be enough, because, you know, I want everyone to have this experience. You know, when you're lying down on the ground and you catch like a ray of light from the sun and you see the dust particles floating around in it.
Yeah.
It's one of the most beautiful things that nature could ever create.
Yeah.
You know, and especially when a moth goes through it and it goes poof, and then you see even more dust added. Now, if everyone in the whole world could have that experience, maybe we could all reach a joint consciousness and become one.
And end war.
Yeah, dust is going to end war, perhaps, you know? We all share the more shared experiences we all have as a race.
Ian, come back in on that.
No, it wouldn't end war. Don't be so melodramatic. Don't be so melodramatic. It wouldn't end war. It would just be covered in dust.
Well, is a dust-covered war worse than a war without dust on it?
A war without dust would be
very interesting you talk about.
Well,
it'd
be a clean war, and there's no such thing, is there?
No, all wars are dirty.
Exactly.
All wars are dirty. You've got to accept the truth of it, you know?
What about the manufacturers? Right, I've got a quote here for you. This was today's, from the dust... Because this is going to put people out of work. If you get rid of dust, Ian, you know, the manufacturers of dusters, just for one example, are going to be out of work. I've got a quote here from their spokesman, Mr. Sheen, who says that the dust should... let me just find the quote here. That's right, the dust should state, there are things like dusters and dust busters. It's not like we're already not trying to get rid of it, but it comes back. But you've got to keep in mind that if you ban it forever, you're going to be putting Mr. Sheen, for one, out of work.
Yeah, there's a whole...
But think about it. Mr. Sheen is wanting to get rid of dust. If he gets rid of dust, then his life is fulfilled. He can go about his way. You know, he's got tiger blood, man. You know,
what did Mr. Sheen do before dust?
Lots of models, I think.
What about Godzilla, Ian?
What?
What about Godzilla, bruv?
What about him? I know he's a big man, but...
What's he got to do, mate, without Mothra, you know? It's the Yang to his...
Once again, his life is fulfilled. He can go about doing what he does, you know.
He'll get depressed, bruv. His life will have no purpose. He'll be roaming around the streets of Tokyo, depressingly stomping on...
You can't... Just to be clear, Matthew, are you saying that if we get rid of dust, then the world, specifically Tokyo, is looking at the threat... of a depressed lizard?
Yeah, he'll be throwing a tantrum, you know. And yep. you know when depressed lizards throw tantrums, people get hurt. It's the common saying that we all know.
Ian, Matthew just called you a racist. What's your response?
I know he did. And there's some truth to that. But look, I can't help being what I am. It's how I was brought up, you know. I mean, once a racist, always a racist.
Put a number on dust. Put a number on it.
Well,
come on, it's
minus. I know it's a simple question, but I can think about it, haven't I? Don't interrupt me, boy. Minus 42.
All right. Matthew, put a number on dust for me.
140 feet tall.
Right, 140 feet tall of dust, you're saying. Minus 42, Ian's saying. And you've got to admit there's a gulf between those numbers, right? And that's. And I want to mention numbers, and I'm glad you did. Do you remember the programme 3-2-1 with Ted Rogers from the...
The quick fingers,
thank you. And he had a compatriot, didn't he? Dusty Bin. Right?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
And, but here's the thing. That is now offensive because that was the 1970s. It was acceptable then. And now Dusty Bin is being torn down by demonstrators, isn't it? There's ropes around the Dusty Bins and they're pulling them down, saying it reminds one of a time of when dust was more acceptable. And that's not acceptable anymore, is it?
No. Well, I don't know, man. That's just PC gone crazy, you know?
Yeah.
We've just gone mad with all this PC-ness, and I just want to take that PC-ness and stick it somewhere else, because I don't like the PC-ness all about in my face. It really, really winds me up.
All right. Which is, I suppose, understandable. I want to just talk very briefly... I want you to listen to something just a moment. Just have a quick listen to this.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Right, there you see. Now, if we follow
you, another one. Sorry, carry on.
Ian's line of argument, we're going to end up with this.
Another one bites the. Another one bites the. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the.
Hey. And does that make you happy, Ian?
Yes, it does make me extremely happy because biting dust is a stupid idea. Think of all the stuff you get in your teeth.
No, because you're an idiot. Because if you...
Well, yes.
You're arguing against yourself there, because if you...
No, I'm arguing against you.
No. You're arguing against not just me, but also Dusty Gibbons out of the band ZZ Top. Because he...
Well, clearly having some sort of crisis, aren't they?
Yes, he's called Dusty Gibbons because he is the foremost trainer of Gibbons around the world, and he teaches them to eat dust. It gets rid of dust. They bite the dust. Thank you. He's got an army of Gibbons.
Yeah, they're like living Hoovers.
Yeah, thank you. Furry orange living Hoovers. They go around, they bite the dust. Then he sits there, he goes, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah,
another one gone. And another one bites the dust. Now, if you get rid of dust, like that is to get rid of dust, they are getting rid of dust.
And they wrote
the song. Yeah, Ian, you fell in a trap of your own making, bruv.
Yep.
I don't care.
Jean-Luc Picard, bruv.
I don't often agree with anyone, but Matthew, he has hoisted himself by his own dusty petard.
Uh-huh.
It's not dusty.
It's a clean petard. Anyway, look, we've got to leave that. Running out of time, but sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Matthew.
Shibbidi bibbidi bibbidi bofra.
Thank you. And Ian?
Son of a preacher, man.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, if... you have a point to make on whether or not we need dust anymore, then do get in touch with us here at the programme. The number's 87222.
Start your message. Sorry.
Got some dust. Dust there.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
You do it.
Start your message with any word you like. Do we need dust in today's modern world? We've got scaffolding now and chlamydia. Why do we need dust? Get in touch. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Punching the air, Sally jumps out of her Renault traffic van. Winning her second gardening contract feels even better than the first. Topiary has a new champion. Renault Pro Plus vans are trusted as the logistics partner to the Renault Sport Formula One team, delivering vital components day in, day out. See how the award-winning Renault Pro Plus range can power your team with reliability and aftercare service you can count on. Visit one of our Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more.
This Wednesday, it's a £5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with Rent Guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Slow going for us this afternoon along the M62 westbound. That's from an earlier broken down lorry between junction 25 and 24. Heading north on the M6, a lane out there for recovery work from an accident involving two lorries between junction 18 and 19. Travel time well over an hour and a half at the moment. Heading north on the M6 as well, same side. Slow from a multi-vehicle accident between junction 12 and 13 for Stafford South. Heading clockwise on the M25, two lanes out there from an accident involving two lorries and a car. That's between junction 26 and 27 for the M11. I'm Thea Matthews.
How's that? A pack of 15 330ml bottles of Amstel for just £9 at your local co-op. That's only 60p a bottle. No dispute with the umpire there. It's simply another great deal for you from the co-op. Terms and conditions apply, subject to availability. Varieties as stock. See participating stores for details. 18s and over. Please drink responsibly.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time. Now, Sam Delaney is with you from another time. And that time is 4 o'clock. Today, Trump. Is he a victim of media bias, as Trump seems to claim? Sam will be discussing that. Also, chatting to Porky off of the two mics about Wayne Rooney's retirement from international football. And are women-only carriages a good idea? Are they a good idea, it says here? Or are they justifying offending? Sam Delaney will have all of the answers to that. And more, I dare say, from 4 o'clock. So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am, hang on. Put that, where have I put it?
John. Hello?
Found it. Sorry, I'm sorry. Really sorry. I'm sorry about that. I am John Holmes. And on the line now is Talk Radio's foreign French correspondent to talk about something foreign and French. Good afternoon, French foreign correspondent.
Bonjour, John.
Yes. So, let's talk about this. I mean, there's a lot of... it's a big story in France, this, and we should be talking about it. This is Emmanuel Macron's decision to find an official role for his wife, and it's caused, I guess, a sort of... It's been controversial in France, hasn't it?
Oui, c'est une énorme controverse, tout à fait. Oui, je suis d'accord, John.
So talk us through it, though. In what way is it so controversial? Why? It's going to be a taxpayer-funded role, presumably.
Non, mais l'histoire, c'est qu'en fait, chez nous, on considère que Madame Macron, ben, c'est pas une... Comme, vous dites first lady, je pense. Hein. Bon, ben, c'est pas une first lady, c'est une citoyenne comme tout le monde.
And voilà. Is that because of the way... I mean, I hear what you're saying, but is that because of the way that French politics works? I mean, is this... We should expect this, should we not?
En France, c'est tout à fait naturel. On n'est pas vraiment comme vous ici, tralala, comme ça, comme ci, de là. Donc, nous, on n'est pas étonnés du tout, non.
And it's cost him a capital, really, hasn't it? I mean, this is, you know, he's trying to pass labour market reforms, and he's got sinking approval ratings. Talk us through how the people of France are responding to him.
Ah, nous, on aime bien être dans la zone euro. C'est vraiment pas tout à fait inattendu que vous soyez un petit peu réticent avec ça, mais l'euro, ça fonctionne très bien chez nous.
Well, yes, but also non. Because I suppose the argument on that side is that he may consult his wife, of course. She's a former teacher on education, health or culture. He can touch on that. But it's about assigning a chief of staff, isn't it? It's about whether or not she does, you know, this is a case of not nepotism, but it's a case of funding his own presidency out of taxpayer money in a way that he doesn't need to.
Oui, mais pour résumer, vraiment, je crois que c'est une question de va-va-voum.
Well, yes, but, I mean, expand on that.
Mais je ne peux pas vraiment, parce que franchement, je pense que ça a été déposé par la marque Vavavoom, comme vous savez. Je ne vais pas le répéter trop souvent, mais c'est comme ça que ça fonctionne chez nous.
But is it fair to say it's symptomatic of a clash between Republican tradition and the resurgence of the tradition of monarchy, really?
Bon, écoutez, je vais vous l'accorder vraiment parce que j'ai plus le temps. Donc voilà, oui, je suis d'accord.
Well, maybe yes. Well, again, you know, a lot of people are saying exactly those words that you just said there in response to this. But I just wonder. I mean, in terms of how the French people themselves are responding to Macron. You know, we're months into his victory, and so in, you know, what is his approval rating?
Alors, je dirais que sur une échelle de 1 sur 10, eh ben, il doit être vers 11, je pense, 11 et demi peut-être même.
And is there any, because he welcomed Donald Trump, of course, and is there any, what can you tell us about the plans to build that wall round Paris?
Oui, le fameux mur, disons que c'est pas très populaire. Non, ça va pas arriver. Non, on n'est pas fous non plus, hein.
Well, the controversy over that particular point, I suppose, is that, and I've got the quote here. This is where Emmanuel Macron said he and Donald Trump sat down together one night and watched on Netflix John Carpenter's film Escape from New York from the early 1980s, 81, 82, I think that was, where, of course, they famously built a wall around New York and turned it into a prison. The Manhattan Island, and Macron said that Trump's had the same idea, but in real life.
Just now,
oui. And for Manhattan Island in America, but Macron said, what a good idea for France as well, and they're thinking of building this wall around Paris to turn it into a prison, a Bastille, if you will.
Oui, mais je crois que c'est des rêves, vraiment. Je vois pas que. Je pense pas que ça puisse arriver chez nous, parce que, comme je l'ai déjà dit, on n'est pas tout à fait fou, on n'est pas complètement fou. Non, je pense pas que le mur va arriver chez nous. Je crois que nous sommes résistants.
So dropping criminals into Paris, sort of kicking them out of aeroplanes, I think is the plan, isn't it, over the Eiffel Tower. And if some of them get spiked on the end of it, no one cares. And they go down, they fall down, and they're trapped in Paris. They basically are trapped in Paris. But, of course, in Escape from New York, the president's plane famously crashed in the prison. And then Snake Plissken, played by Kurt Russell, had to go in and get him out. What would... paint for us that scenario on French soil.
Voyez-vous, je pense que Louis de Funès, sûrement, serait l'acteur principal là-dedans, avec Monsieur Macron, bien entendu, sa femme, Brigitte. Je crois qu'elle s'appelle Brigitte, mais je ne suis pas sûre. Hein. Donc, parce que je ne suis pas ça de trop près non plus. C'est assez embêtant. Donc, oui, je peux voir un film comme ça se dérouler, finalement. Ce n'est pas une mauvaise idée.
But if, yes, yeah, well, I mean, many would agree with that. But, it, you know, the idea, the tagline, of course, breaking in is impossible. Breaking out is impossible. Breaking in is insane. And, of course, the Seine is the river in Paris. Is that a coincidence?
Ah, oui, bien sûr. Oui, je vois ce que vous voulez dire. Hein. Monsieur Trump, finalement, il a copié notre idée. J'avais jamais pensé à ça, oui. Ouais, ouais.
Oh, yes. I mean, you do make a make a point.
Oui, oui.
Final question. What's your favourite French food?
Ah ben, écoutez, moi j'aime bien le McDonald's, quoi.
Great. Thank you very much there. That is our French foreign correspondent talking to us on Talk Radio this afternoon. That's what you're listening to. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 3:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Princes William and Harry have attacked the paparazzi over their role in the death of their mother 20 years ago. In a new documentary, the Duke of Cambridge describes them as being like a pack of dogs. Harry has accused photographers of taking pictures of Diana rather than helping her after the fatal crash in Paris in 1997. French journalist Benedict Pavillot says that's meant to be illegal.
There is a law in France that's very strictly abided by, which is non-assistance à personne en danger. A good Samaritan law. If you don't go and help somebody who is visibly injured and needs your help, you can be pursued by the police.
Around 100 deportation letters have been mistakenly sent to EU citizens living in the UK. The government insists the rights of European nationals living here haven't changed and it's urgently investigating. Police in Denmark say the torso of a journalist found on a beach off Copenhagen was intentionally weighed down with a piece of metal. Earlier, they confirmed the remains belonged to Kim Wall, who went missing almost a fortnight ago after an interview with an inventor on his homemade submarine. Peter Madsen's been charged with manslaughter, which he denies. 18 men from two notorious gangs in Birmingham have been banned from certain areas of the city in a landmark ruling. They've also not allowed to associate with each other or participate in music videos that promote gang-related violence, and police can restrict the cars and mobile phones they use. And former England captain Wayne Rooney is retiring from international football. 31-year-old is the country's record goal scorer. The weather dry across much of the country tonight, some heavy rain lingering over the Northern Isles, lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy for most. Some showers are likely in parts of Scotland, Northern Ireland and the far west of England. Highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
There's more right now because it's 3:32. And that means it's time for Victoria's bonus news here for one reason and one reason. Well, two reasons. Two reasons and two reasons only. One, her bulletins are smaller than they used to be and thus must be made back up to size. 2 minutes long, that's how long they are. They used to be three. She gets paid the same, don't you, Victoria?
Yes, and that's the right decision.
Mm-hmm. And so she brings us animal news, vegetable news or mineral news on consecutive days. If it's happening in the world of any of those, here's where you hear about it first. And today, it's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Firefighters, let me just start with saying this is a big story in the world of animal news, but I don't like it.
Yep.
Firefighters who rescued 18 piglets from a fire have been rewarded with sausages made from their meat. So 6 months after a barn in Wiltshire caught alight, farmer Rachel Reeves presented the gift to the crews, who promptly set them up on little disposable barbecues.
Yeah.
And she says she's sure vegetarians will hate this, but she wanted to thank the firefighters.
By feeding them the rescued pigs?
Yes. And she says, we farm, this is what we do, you can't keep them as pets.
I mean, she's right.
Mm.
But, I mean, there's a... I mean, did she tell the firefighters? in the first... Did they know they were eating the little rescued pigs?
Yeah, so after the fire... After they rescued them...
Or were they barbecued during the fire?
No, no, it wasn't that instant. Six months after, if you...
Because that would have been fine then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they could have, they could have frozen. You can freeze sausages.
Yeah, but they just ate them straight away.
No, but I mean, if they'd been cooked...
Okay, fine.
You don't approve of that, do you?
It just makes me a bit sad. It's like an emotional roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah.
It makes me a bit hungry.
What? One day, there's the pig. Oh, now I'm going to burn in a fire. Rescue! Oh. Ooh, rotating knives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the firemen, blasé about the whole thing.
They enjoyed the sausages, or, by all accounts.
Blaze about the whole thing, as they say.
Yeah.
Fire brigade. Well, you know, they're there to... I mean, the woman is a pig farmer.
Yep. I know, yeah. I mean, it makes sense that it's not really surprising what she's done.
No.
It's a bit weird. She was like, I need to choose the specific pigs to go to the... I mean, she could have just thanked them with sausages that were already made, like, the day after.
That's exactly right. It is odd that she chose those specific...
She's making a point, isn't she?
I don't know.
But it's not much of a point to make.
I mean, it's just sort of saying, well done, you saved these for later.
Yeah.
They're sort of leftovers, basically. All right.
Have you seen what PETA, the organisation, are doing in reaction?
No, what are they doing?
They've sent vegan sausages to the firemen.
Aww.
Well, the firemen are just going to put those in the bin.
Not necessarily. Some veggie and vegan sausages are quite nice.
Oh.
Anyway, moving on. So this is a real-life case of... You need to play your thing, yeah? Of a mutant turtle. But I'm not aware that it's a ninja. So a baby loggerhead turtle has been discovered with two heads in Florida.
That's...
What? We could always train it up to be a ninja.
That's quite an advantage for a ninja, although you'd need two balaclavas.
That's true.
But which is more expensive. But apart from that...
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It's got two heads. Are they growing both out of the same neck hole?
I mean, I haven't seen... They're kind of next to each other. I don't know if it's definitely out the same neck hole,
right?
Because the picture wasn't that clear, and I didn't think to look in great depth. No. I was just chuffed that I got to play the turtle thing.
Yes.
Let's play it again.
Oh, okay, let's play it again, yeah. Turtle, why not? Turtle power.
Two-head mutant ninja turtles. Two-head mutant ninja turtles.
It's got two heads. It's a mutant.
You ruined that, John. Cornelius was fine in his own. You ruined it.
All right.
Anyway.
Head mutant ninja turtles. Two-head mutant ninja turtles. Two-head mutant ninja turtles. Two heads in a half shell. Turtle power.
So, Dr. Kate Mansfield, who runs... a University Marine Turtle Research Group has told the National Geographic it's not rare to find a turtle born with developmental abnormalities, but it is rare to find one alive. And in her career, she's only seen one other turtle with two heads.
Right.
How many heads does she have?
One.
Has she served up the turtle to some firemen?
No. Oh. They released the turtle into the wild to be free like all the other baby turtles.
But what if it has an argument with itself? Because one head might want to go that way. It's like a push-me-pull-you from Dr. Doolittle.
What I didn't want to say is that apparently she doesn't think it will survive.
Well, that's cruel of her to set it away. Keep it safe.
Mm.
No? In a sewer?
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to Alex Sivright for this suggestion.
Yeah.
Pet acupuncture is growing in popularity.
Is it?
So much so, a conference is being held in Australia this week with more than 1,900 practitioners from around the world. And in cats and dogs, acupuncture is most commonly used in musculoskeletal and chronic pain ailments such as arthritis and gastrointestinal issues.
Right.
And one vet in Shanghai reckons 80% of the animals who have the treatment see an improvement.
Right. What do you do if you've got an ill porcupine?
I mean, who has that?
Well,
they're not pets.
Well... That's what that lady said about pigs, but you were poo-pooing that idea.
Some people have pigs as pets.
Yeah.
And lots of people bought micro-pigs, and now...
They're the ones that you microwave, like sausages.
No, the mini ones, but then... They grew
They're microwavable sausage pigs.
Oh, John.
The, but no, porcupine. Someone might have a porcupine as a pet. And what do you stick into that? I mean, that's just a busman's holiday for a porcupine.
I mean, it's the other way around. So the porcupine doesn't have... Its needles don't... They're facing outwards, not inwards. So
you could you take an ill dog and jab a porcupine into it?
No.
In an, well, like, yeah, let me finish. Because a doc, because the porcupine needles are needles, and if you stab a dog with a porcupine in an acupuncture, not cruelly, I mean acupuncture, like we're talking about.
Yeah, but it might be cruel to the porcupine to do that.
Well,
I bet it wouldn't really affect
it. Probably doesn't want to be stabbing dogs.
Well, I'm just trying to say, environmentally,
I don't think you're right.
A porcupine stabbed into a dog is better than a hypodermic needle that could be left on like a child's playground or something.
I mean, they're not the kind of needles they're using for the pets.
Oh. Oh, you just mean acupuncture needles.
Yes.
Well, even so.
I think you should wrap this up now.
OK. Thanks, Victoria, very much for bringing us Animal News.
Two-head mutant ninja turtles. Two-head mutant ninja turtles. Two-head mutant ninja turtles. Two-head in a half shell. Turtle power.
Traffic and travel.
Animal
next.
News.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. Oh, 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 oh! What? I can't even, I'm sorry, I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever,
it
literally.
It tastes like your cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
And just when you thought they couldn't sound any better, from the 18th to the 29th of August, you can enjoy exclusive offers across the Jaguar range, like the new Jaguar XE with up to £3,735 deposit contribution and 4.9% APR representative finance with Jaguar Privilege PCP. Find out more at jaguar.co.uk/offer. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Credit subject to status. UK 18 plus only. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only. Black Horse Limited trading as Jaguar Financial Services.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got 100mm Rockwool sound insulation slabs for only £14.99 XVAT per 2.88 square metre pack. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Slow at the moment on the M62 heading west. That's from an earlier broken down lorry between junction 24 and 25. Also heading north on the M6, that's slow from an earlier accident involving two lorries between junction 18 and 19, not helped by the roadworks in that stretch. Northbound on the M6, a lane still out from a multi-vehicle accident between junction 12 and 13. Travel time around half an hour in that stretch. And heading clockwise on the M25, two lanes remain closed from a recovery work of an accident between junction 26 and 27. Travel time just under an hour. I'm Thea Matthews.
How's that? A pack of 15 330ml bottles of Amstel for just £9 at your local co-op. That's only 60p a bottle. No dispute with the umpire there. It's simply another great deal for you from the co-op. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to availability. Varieties as stock. See participating stores for details. 18s and over. Please drink responsibly.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, what a busy day in the news today. Much of it, of course, we have been discussing and talking about. Not least the nurses. They're not nurses. They were men. They were men, charitable men.
You fell for their disguises.
Dressed as lady nurses in wigs and amusing paraphernalia. And their charity, they raised £2,500 for a hospital in Ludlow. And the chief executive of that NHS Trust there has rejected it, saying that them dressing as nurses was offensive and demeaning, and offensive again, and also demeaning again, and rejected the money. So that's in the news. We talked about that, didn't we?
We spoke to Adam Griffiths.
Who was one of the men.
Yeah.
Who was very saddened by that.
And we're
going
to go up, aren't we?
If next year they do it again, and we all think they should, if only to annoy the NHS Trust, then they have invited us. Well, we invited ourselves, but they fully agreed that Cornelius and I will also dress as lady nurses and go with them and broadcast this show live from the bed as it is pushed up the high street in Ludlow.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
But if it is on a weekday and we do it during our show, we're going to have to get 3 hours out of that.
It's a long way up that high street, and that's fine.
Yeah,
happy to do it.
That's all I thought about, is how are we going to string that out for 3 hours?
We'll just do the normal show, but from a bed.
Okay. I've decided as well, the nurse I'm going to dress up is the one who rejected the money.
Good. There we are. Right, so
then
that's,
that will be offensive.
Yeah, and rightly so. That's happening. We talked about Stormzy in a teacup, as he's tweeted about some heroin or something. And there's so much going on. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, we're here to help, and we do it, of course, as regular listeners know, by taking the news and drilling down into the very core, the very essence of that news. And when you do that, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Bradley Walsh to be new doctor's assistant. Just don't dress as a nurse.
Yeah. See? The news in haikus. And now it is time for this afternoon's radio quiz. In my hand I have a piece of paper. On that piece of paper are written the name of things. There are written things. But are those things dead? That is the question we are posing to you, and indeed to Dean, who is on the telephone now. He's on line 3.142. It's the telephone line we've got in here that's named after Pythagoras' theorem. Good afternoon, Dean.
Hi, John. You're right there.
Fine, thanks, Dean. Thanks for calling in, Dean. Now, I understand, Dean, you think that you know from a list of things whether they are dead or whether they are alive.
I can only try my best.
Good. So, where are you from, Dean?
I'm in Kendal at the minute. I'm on a little trip to Kendal, the lake.
The home of the mint cake?
I've heard that, yes.
Very nice. All right, well, look, the list of things is in front of me. They are, as I say, dead or alive. Cornelius will be keeping score.
Yeah, I'll do exactly that.
Thank you very much indeed. So, if you're ready to go, Dean, we'll crack on with it. It's dead or alive. Here we go. Dead or alive, Jeff Boycott's chances of being invited to appear as a VIP guest celebrity on stage at this weekend's Notting Hill Carnival.
Oh, alive?
No, dead, because Jeff Boycott said that if he wants a knighthood, then he should black up, which is a racist thing to say, and the Notting Hill Carnival is as Stormzy tweeted, a black event. So it's Jeff Boycott's chances of appearing there as a guest, dead. Not going to happen. Princess Diana's memory.
dead?
No, it's alive, isn't it? A memory is alive. It remains alive 20 years on, doesn't it? And rightly so.
I'm not doing very well.
Not really, no. Wayne Rooney's international football career. Dead or alive?
That's dead.
Good, because he announced his retirement today, didn't he? And he did that at 2 minutes to 1 o'clock this afternoon while we were on air, which was a little bit too late for Ben Fletcher's pre-recorded sports report, so we had to break the news ourselves. But anyway, you're right, his international football career is over, he's dead. I said that. My auntie Sylvie.
Dead?
Alive, because... weekly update. It's a weekly update, because my auntie Sylvie... is old. I mean, she's 96. She's in her home. She's lost control of her faculties. She drinks from a sippy cup. But she remains alive at this time of broadcasting.
I see. I should listen to the show more often.
The elderly prostitute that Wayne Rooney slept with that time.
Alive.
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 Well, we don't know, really. But we don't want to upset anyone by accidentally announcing her death. So we'll say alive, because... this show's chances of being nominated for a radio industry award.
Dead.
Yeah, very much so. Let's not go there. That's the subject of a meeting. Dead or alive, The Hills.
Dead.
Yes. Yeah, they are, actually. Yeah, it's not the ones with The Sound of Music, of course, because The Hills are alive with that, but these ones are dead. Due to... they're a family. Three generations of the family, The Hills, lived just along from my parents, really, while I was growing up. Sadly, they were all wiped out in an awful flower-pressing accident. So, you're right, they are dead. Dead or alive, The League of Gentlemen, Dean.
Oh, alive.
Yes, a new series has been commissioned by the BBC. Dead or alive,
that's good.
Donald Trump, isn't it? Donald Trump's eyesight after staring at the eclipse.
Well, let's say dead.
Yeah, probably, because he stared directly at the sun in some photographs, like some sort of orange idiot. We don't know why he did that. He had some photos, he had the protective eyewear on. Other ones, he appeared to be just staring directly at the sun. But anyway. So, Donald Trump, dead or alive, Donald Trump's Mexico wall.
Oh, is that dead as well?
Well, no. It's sort of back. It seemed to have gone away. It seemed to be dead because the Democratic Party were blocking it in Congress. But now, it's back. He says he's going to close down the US government in order to get the wall built. So, very much so, that wall project is alive again. It's alive again. And finally, dead or alive, mines on Friday Street... according to Paul Weller.
Alive.
Let's find out. Yeah, it's alive. It was alive, Dean. Let's go find the scores now, shall we? Because Cornelius has been keeping them.
Yes.
So he's got...
Dino.
Dino has got what?
4.
4 points! He got 4 points.
Is that good?
I don't know, it doesn't matter. Thanks, Dean, bye. Ah. There we go. So that was Dead or Alive. Jay Garcia, I'm not sure it's Jerry Garcia, because he's dead as well. But anyway, has tweeted, asking whether your elderly auntie Sylvie is alive as part of a quiz. That's cold.
Well, unlike her.
Yeah, she's warm, actually, because she's alive, Jerry. Thanks for tweeting. All right, Sam Delaney with you very shortly indeed. Before that, though, we've been asking you your genius ways to sneak booze into festivals. This follows the story of somebody who smuggled or tried to smuggle vodka, a bottle of vodka, into a music festival by hiding it inside a baguette, hollowing out the bready section, covering it in salami and putting it into a baguette. But their ruse was rumbled, it seems, by a vigilant steward. So we've been saying, well, what are other ways that you could sneak booze into festivals? Reading and Leeds this weekend, of course. We're not condoning it. We're just saying that if you wanted to, what would be an idea? Cornelius.
Yeah, we had quite a few in of these. Shuffle has said you can get bras with camelback pouches in them.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen these. You can pull like a full bottle of wine into these bras.
Into a bra?
Yeah. They're specially made bras for exactly this type of thing.
Right. But that's sexist because... what if?
Well, no, because men can wear bras if they want.
Well, I was going to say, but what if they did for charity, pushing a bed along a high street in, say, Ludlow? Then it would be demeaning and offensive. So you've got to be very careful, haven't you? How would you sneak booze into festival? Well, John, I could transport almost a whole pub's worth of booze into a festival in one go, just by taking TalkSport's Alan Brazil in with me. Good idea. Tape a hip flask to the underside of a guide dog, says Luke. I mean, yes. You could you, you know when, and again, I'm not condoning this, but you know when drug smugglers put drugs into condoms and swallow them?
To take them through airports? Can't do that to...
Could you put some gin in a condom and give it to a guide dog?
That's mean.
What? Then don't do it.
That's mean.
Don't do it then.
We've had a couple in, and I've never heard of this before, but it sounds great. Injecting vodka into fruit, apparently.
Right.
Dave Stevens says, inject vodka into grapes and then put the grapes in the lemonade. And Mr. Biscuit says, I used to inject vodka into oranges and take them into festivals. He said, no one bats an eyelid when you take 40 oranges into a gig, which I think is a lie. I think that would come up. I reckon you'd get away with maximum three oranges. Because otherwise it just looks like you're going, especially somewhere like Reading, you're looking like you're going
maybe
to
six, because in a, you get six oranges in one of those string bags. Don't you? You could do that. You can get away with it. John, the rules may say you can't take booze with you into a festival, but there are no rules about taking a home brewing kit. So you can
That's
do that.
True.
Take that and an airing cupboard.
Yeah.
And to the festival and construct that and make your own booze while you're in there. All good ideas. Thank you for them. Sam Delaney joins us now with news of his programme.
Yeah, hi.
You used to drink.
Yes, I was.
Did you ever sneak booze into anywhere by genius means?
All the time when we used to go to football, to the away games.
Yeah, perfect.
They would often announce drive trains on the way there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes people would get on the train at 8 o'clock in the morning and drink heavily and then cause destruction. So there was all sorts of ingenious ways we used to smuggle alcohol. Usually a series of miniatures and some baggy jeans. You don't know dignity until you've taped a miniature bottle of brandy to your scrotum. As an adult male.
Yeah.
And now I don't drink. And those two things are connected. Because you sort of catch a glimpse of yourself when you're kind of in your 30s and you're taping a miniature of brandy to your scrotum.
Just take a step back.
And you just sort of think, why? And then you justify yourself saying, well, because if not, I won't be able to get drunk on this train journey. And, you know, that would be awful, wouldn't it? That would be more bad than having sellotape on my genitals.
Could you not just dip a scrotum into a bowl of brandy and sort of soak up enough of it?
By osmosis, you
mean? Well, I don't know whether that'd work.
Well, thankfully for me, the days in which I have to contemplate that kind of booze science, John, are long gone. But I'll leave that to you two and your listeners to sort of, you know, test the veracity of your hypothesis.
Half an hour of tomorrow's show.
Yeah. Well, I want to continue this show.
If you want to send me some, I will save those. Did that not get broadcast
to the nation? No, that was fine.
It didn't.
Okay, it did. No, it's a shame.
What didn't?
The bit about...
I've just been told.
Is Donald Trump...
It's gone again.
What, balls in brandy? You can't... What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything in the Ofcom regulations forbidding us to have our balls in a bowl of brandy.
Right, that's enough,
guys. That's absolutely fine.
Anyway, Donald Trump has said that all journalists are stupid idiots. And to be fair, I think after the last 5 minutes, he might have a point. That's what we're discussing today.
We'll be back tomorrow between 1 and 4. It's Talk Radio. Sam Delaney's next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.